Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Signs Our Loved Ones Send Us, Spirituality Radio, with your host, Peggy Amanisi, and my co-host, Melissa M., broadcasting from Westchester County, New York. I have two very special guests on tonight. I'd like to announce Christine Dominiak and Sonny Wells are going to be coming on, and they have their own spirituality show, Ask the Angels. And I'm going to bring on my co-host shortly. And before I do that, she's not on my board yet, but I will read a little something about Christine. Christine is Dominiak, is the author of God's Gift of Love, After Death Communications, and Heaven Talks to Children, Afterlife Contact, Spiritual Gifts, and Loving Messages. Dominiak is a certified grief recovery specialist, author, speaker, co-host, and Ask the Angels show with Sonny Wells, and founder and spiritual advisor of Prayer Wave for ADC, a free non-denominational online grief support and prayer group. She's a member of the Association of Death Education and Counseling and has been in the field of spiritual bereavement support since 1998. She's a contributing writer for the Open to Hope Foundation's grief website, founded by Dr. Gloria Horsley, a national board member of the Compassionate Friends. She's appeared on shows such as Fox and Friends, the Fox News Strategy Rooms, God's Talk, the God Squad TV show with Monsignor Hartman and Rabbi Gelman in New York, NBC's The 10 show in Philadelphia, NBC's TV's Arizona, and much, much more. Dominiak was a keynote speaker at the Death and Dying Conference, a presenter at Afterlife Awareness Conference, a presenter at the Academy of Spirituality and Paranormal Studies 31st Annual Conference, and a keynote speaker at the Catholic Mom Day of Renewal Retreat for Bucks County. Christine Dominiak frequently speaks at the Learning Annex in New York City, the Compassionate Friends, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Rotary Club, Senior Citizen Groups, Spirituality Groups, Church Groups, Bereavement Groups, Cancer Groups, to the general public, and in James Van Praagh's chat room. She travels around the country giving seminars for the bereaved. She's also a certified reflexologist and a certified energy healer practitioner. Dominiak has volunteered her time and skills to hospice and cancer patients, for women in crisis pregnancy shelters, and for women transitioning from substance abuse shelters. She lives in Bensalem, I hope I'm saying that, Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia. And you can visit her website at http://christinedominiak.com. So I'm going to be bringing on, I guess, Christine first, I guess, because I don't see my co-host in here yet. So I'm going to bring Christine on now. Hold on, please. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Peggy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm so excited. So excited to have you on the show.
Too. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And I know what it's like when you're missing half of your your co-host.
Staff.
No,
you know what? Melissa works so much. She went to school in Binghamton, New York for editing, and she's editor of my book, Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug. But she's also a school teacher, and she works side jobs because she's got to pay off those college loans.
So
I give her a lot of credit, and she takes her time, like me as a volunteer, to do the show and do our fundraisers for our CF Wish, a memory of both Meg and Mark, my children, to help other children with CF and toys for the holidays. But I have to, before we start talking about you, I don't know if you've listened to the past couple shows with Kevin Chappelle, who wrote The Truth About Psychics.
No,
okay.
I saw the topic. It sounded like a really interesting show.
Oh, he's awesome. You got to get his book. He has another one coming out, and we're kind of working together now. Kevin has become a real good friend. Well, the week prior to that, I had on Mark Ireland, author, who was Richard Ireland, who was like my mentor. Did you really? Hoping at some point. Yeah.
I met Mark Ireland when I was a keynote speaker at the Death and Dying Conference. He was there, and he was presenter there. So I got to meet him personally, and really sweet guy. Really liked him very much.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was a teenager, and I won't go into it because we have so much to cover, his father back in the late 60s was on the Steve Allen Show. So I would stay home and not go to dances to watch his father. So I guess that's when
my
stuff was coming together. So and then here I am 46 years later interviewing his son, which was awesome. You know, God's plan for us.
Isn't that something?
But I have to bring
like
up something.
Circle of life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what? You and I talked. You just had a well-deserved, I'm sure, vacation. You went to Alaska, I presume?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
And do you remember messaging me about my daughter coming to you, even though you're not a medium, but reading my book and my daughter coming to you? And ironically, and this is something we talked about the last two shows, my show is really about synchronicity. I didn't realize. I didn't even know what the word was. Well, I did, but I didn't. So I have a lot of common things happening with the numbers and names and what have you. But one of the things you spoke of course, was my daughter coming to you and with a K or Kate. Well, last week's show, I had two Ks right in the row. It was very strange, and also that my grandson, who I have not seen because he was in college or whatever, so her son, she had two children, Meg, he came to see me that next day after 2 years. I haven't seen my grandson in 2 years. And here you were on a plane going on vacation, about ready to read my book, hearing the song, My Special Angel, as you know now that you've read my book, with my poem about my daughter and a connection with us. Because I don't have just the butterflies, rainbows, and the hugs like you see in my book. I've got many pictures and so many things going on. But you must be a medium now, too, because that next day is when my grandson showed up. Maybe it was the same day he showed up. And he lives about 3.5 hours from here. So Meg really did come to visit you, and Kay, it was a spiritual guide. And I had two Ks in the road last week. So that, to me, was a miracle. That was another synchronicity to me between our connection, of course, our work. So I'm going to shut up now, which is hard for me to do because I'm a talk show host. But anyhow, Christine, I read some things about you. I know you've been on stage with John Edwards. I posted your picture. I was excited because him and I have a similar story.
I didn't do a seminar with him, but I was in the audience, and I was able to get my photo taken with him. So I think he's really good. Yeah, I think he's
well.
Really,
him and I,
really
we
good.
Have that's another synchronicity with us because he developed his skills at 15 after having a bout of encephalitis. I started coming out really when I was 9 after having supposed encephalitis, which now introduced me into MS. It was the starting of my MS. Mm. Didn't know until I was 50. So we kind of have a common denominator there, him and I, or synchronicity, that we both had encephalitis and started getting signs from God and from our loved ones and to help other people. So I was tickled pink to see you with him. But I want to hear more about you, and I want to hear you have a couple books out. And the story about, what is it, Tyler? Can we talk about Tyler a little? Is it Tyler?
Sure. But I thought maybe I would just like just give a brief synopsis of my background so people will know a little bit more about
me.
Honey,
Howard Sternette here. Do whatever you want.
Okay, thank you, Peggy Stern.
That's me. I have to keep my sense of humor. I annoy people with my lemons and lemonades and my Howard Sternette, but I like to keep it real, and I like people to feel like they're sitting with me having coffee even though I don't drink it.
I love that.
And I want people to relax and just, honey, just do your thing because we're all here working on the same page. So I'm going to give you the floor now.
All right. Thank you, Peggy. Well, you might wonder, well, I am not a psychic or a medium, but back in 1998, something really miraculous happened to me, and I was not in the field of, you know, spiritual bereavement support or anything, didn't really know about mediums. And one night, my dead in-laws showed up in my bedroom and stayed for an hour. And I could see them, and I could see through them, but I couldn't hear them. And I woke up my husband to tell him, like, look, your parents are right here. And he couldn't see them, but he believed me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him, like, silently moving his lips to, like, talk to them. And they kept repeating their visits, and I was in such awe and amazement. But then I
started... Were you scared? Were you frightened by that?
I was frightened because not only before they came in the room, there was a I woke up from a dream and I saw a man projected near my ceiling sitting at a desk, and he had a padre type of a hat on, and he looked like he was reading a book, like a prayer book, very peacefully in his hands. And I kept blinking my eyes thinking, oh, this will go away. This will go away. And he was there for about 15 seconds, and he kind of dissipated. Then I saw a lot of other spirits in the room, and some of them were really frightening, Peggy. I mean, some of them looked like skeleton faces, and they were choking each other. And I thought, oh, what is
my goodness.
This? And I know it was very scary, and I pulled out my groceries.
Were you like, why don't you get the point for seeing her?
I was totally wide awake.
Wow.
Awake. And I grabbed my rosaries from under my bed, and I start praying like crazy. And the next thing I know, after saying some prayers to the Blessed Mother, actually, the whole thing turned.
You grew up Catholic. We want to let everybody know that we are very Christian women doing this work. So I read that you did grow up Catholic, so I just want to make
sure. Right, and still am. Still practicing Catholic. And so the whole room turned blue with, like, dashing white lights through it, and I heard, like, papers rattling on my bureau. And then I saw a woman that was dressed like the Blessed Mother would have dressed in those days when Jesus was here over my doorway, just, like, for a brief second, as if to say, I heard you, everything is okay, it's safe, enjoy. And then I felt so peaceful, and the scary spirits were, like, swept away, those skeleton faces, but I did notice that there were some other spirits at the foot of my bed, even though they didn't seem scary, and I started to think, like, logically now. I'm thinking, well, who would want to visit me? And because everyone that I knew and loved, except for my in-laws, were alive, and so I wasn't grieving anyone at the time, and my in-laws had died, like, years earlier, and so I just, it hit me. And that my husband had really missed his father so much when he passed. And I said, John, is that you? And the next thing you know, this spirit is now from the foot of my bed, immediately in front of my face. And I could see him from the chest up, and he was dressed with a hat and a suit jacket and tie and a hanky. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And then I thought, well, he and his wife, Stella, always travel together. So I said, Stella, are you here too? And so next thing you know, I see a woman's floating hat in front of John. And at that moment, I had the presence of mind to say to my husband, hey, your parents are here. Wake up. So
oh, my gosh.
It was such a phenomenal visit. And I really wasn't into any of this. I was so out of my world, of my realm of what my life was like. But then they started to repeat their visits a few times a week, and I started to get nervous. I thought, well, you know, maybe this is a warning, because in the past my husband had cancer, and we thought he was healed, and maybe he should get a checkup. And I went on the Internet to – I started searching, and people kept saying to me, go visit Judith Guggenheim's contact Judith Guggenheim. She's the author of Hello from
No,
Home.
I know. I'm friends with
actually –
Right,
listening don't know who she is, and she had a message board. So I went over there, and I contacted her through email, and she suggested that I have a session with, get this, Sunny Wells. Sunny Wells,
oh,
right? Sunny
you're
Wells.
You're kidding me.
No.
Can I stop for one second? Melissa's on the line calling from a different number. I just want to bring her on so she can hear what we're doing and say hello, and then we're going to continue her story because you got my heart pounding. I'm so excited about it.
Okay, talk about synchronicities. Right?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I just want to bring her on. Okay, hold on. Hi, Melissa Incognito.
Hello, I'm so sorry. My other phone died. That's why I was calling from the other number. And I'm listening, and I'm
Whose number is here?
I'm dog-sitting. How are you?
I just
good, thank you.
Christine and let her continue her story because we have so much to cover tonight.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
She is the one that, Christine's the one that gave me the message, Meg, that weekend when everything was going on when Chris came. So she is my new best friend.
Oh, that's amazing.
So anyway, so Judith Guggenheim said, you know, get in touch with Sunny Wells. So I thought, a medium, never gone to a medium before. This is kind of like out of my zone, but hey, what the heck? I was willing to give it a try. I needed to know why they kept showing up on my bedroom. And I felt really at peace and comfort with Sunny after I contacted her because she's a Christian, I'm a Catholic, so we have similar belief systems. And and she understood bad spirits, and not all mediums do believe in that. But I saw them right in my room, so you know so she told me how to protect myself. And then we had a session with my guardian angel, and I asked to talk to my guardian angel, not my in-laws, because I felt like he would know the most about my life and what this all means. And he explained he does have a name. His name is Jordan.
Okay, Jordan.
So anyway, he explained that my in-laws were just coming to say hello, and the first person that I saw in the room with a padre hat was a messenger angel who was like opening the door up for all this. And then he said, I had a mission from God, and do I accept my mission? And I thought, what? Whoa. God wants
me to come? Yeah, I think so. Hello.
What? And I said, well, what fool is going to say no to God? I'm not.
I did.
So I said, okay,
40 years.
Sign me up. So he explained that I was going to be helping people emotionally, spiritually, and with some touch healing. And all those things really came about. And Sunny Wells and I just really connected right away. And that was back in 1998, and we became best friends and, ended up doing our work together. And so it's been a delight. And what I love about her particular gift, which she'll probably explain when she gets on the air, is that not many mediums can call in the specific spirit that you want to speak to. They kind of have to wait to see who shows up. But the gift that God gave her was that she has this ability. That was her primary gift. So when I want to talk to my mother, who's passed since then, and my father and my brother-in-law, who was a priest, et cetera, you know, she can get to them right away, and they're there waiting. It's really a wonderful gift. And so anyway, so that's how I got into this field. And what I started to notice was I got into spiritual bereavement support, even though I'm not a medium. And I noticed that people who were getting signs from their loved ones were so much more at peace, Peggy. You've probably noticed that too. And
joy in the heart. After losing kids, you know, how I can be like I am. And
yes,
they think some of it, if I'm crazy or they think I'm this. No, I'm at peace because I know they've been coming to me since the get-go, you know. So I agree with you on that.
And when you know that your connection and your communication and your bond with them continues on, and they're like an angel on your shoulder, it's so comforting. It's so comforting.
Yes.
And this is the message that I'm trying to get out to people, that their loved ones are still a huge part of their lives, and that don't think you're off in a black hole somewhere. And so when I started to notice that people, there were so many people, especially moms who lost their children, who were just really desperate to get a sign from their loved ones. And I, by this time, 2 years had passed, and my dad had passed, and I was getting so much communication from him and so many different types of signs. I wanted to help other people because I just wanted them to feel the joy that I felt, too, after a loved one passes, and not that it'd be all sadness, that there were lots of times of joy, especially if you got signs from them. So that's when I found a prayer way for after-death communication. We would pray for people to get signs from their loved ones. And over the years, I mean, people were healing left and right. People who were thinking about suicide no longer were contemplating suicide. They were feeling joy because they were getting signs from their loved ones. And they felt, I believe, because it's a prayer group, a connection to God. And I firmly believe with all my heart and soul, without God, you cannot heal. You just can't. You really need God in your life to heal. And it doesn't matter if you're angry at him or whatever, you don't understand. I want to tell your listeners to please hold God's hand because he loves you like crazy and he wants to help you through it. And you can so much faster and easier if you hold God's hand through your grief.
He will be blessing you with signs
if you ask him.
Yeah, I definitely believe in that. I've had a lot of times where I've either been sick or have, like, crazy things happen, and I would pray, and somehow or another, everything worked out after praying to him. You know what I mean? Just miraculous things. Like, I was in the hospital, and I had gallbladder surgery. They didn't think I was going to make it, and I kept praying, and I survived, and they still think that was a miracle in itself.
That's wonderful.
But I just want to tell people about my book, Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Hug. If at the end, I give all my credits to God because I started writing that book 4 years after my daughter died, my sister died. I lost a brother, sister, both parents, brother, sister, husband. I lost so many people. But at the point of my sister, I just needed to do something. And I don't think I've ever talked about this on any shows, but I had started writing the book after my sister, and then I would get up in the middle of the night half asleep. God wrote that book. I didn't write that book. He guided my hand to write that, and I put that in my book, and that's real. Because I remember laying in the bed, and it was dark, and I saw a bunch of orbs, almost like shining stars in my room. And I sat up that whole night, and I probably wrote about half my book that night. I couldn't stop. I had no control over. It was almost like manic, and it was crazy. And then, years went by, and I finished and what have you, but it all happened at the right time. So I give credit to God, and God is real, and heaven is real, and you sit in the pews, I say in my book in that church, and hear the same thing we're telling you. But when we tell you we're crazy, we should be on medication, it's really a shame that they don't get it, like the movie with Colton
Heaven
Burpo.
Heaven is for real.
It's like this is a message we're giving you, we're all on the same page.
Right. And it's a shame people rob themselves of the comfort that they could be getting if they just open their mind and ask God to show them that you're very, that this is real. And one way you can do that is to, a lot of people get signs and they don't realize that they're getting signs because they can be so subtle. So what I like to suggest is a two-step process. First, you pray to God and ask him to allow your loved one to visit you in a comforting way. And then you state something specific that you would recognize as a sign from your loved ones. And I talk about that in my book, God's Gift of Love, After Death Communications. But the 20 common signs are also on my website, so people can go and just check them out. They're not in detail, but they're listed there. So you pick one of the signs, like say like a butterfly, and you say, Aunt Mary, when I get a butterfly, I'll know that that's my sign from you. And so, sure enough, Aunt Mary will come as a butterfly. Maybe someone will send you a card with a butterfly, or maybe a butterfly will just sit on your hand, or there'll be a lot of butterflies around you, or just some connection.
I incorporated names in my book. It's Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug.
Right,
they were Butterflies and the One Last Hug were from Meg, The Rainbow with my sister, and I had some, and Kevin Chappelle that was on my show that wrote the Bible, The Truth About Psychics and Spiritual Mediums, also said to me, some of my signs were out of the ordinary. It wasn't the penny, just the butterfly. Melissa gets mm-hmm. the dragonfly, the feathers. These are kind of common signs. You know, I've actually gotten hugs from a child on a day that I asked someone, a friend of mine, that I need one last hug from my daughter. I've mm-hmm. gotten a kid showed up at around Easter. You know, it's actually these signs. I have a second book coming out, Raising Hannes in Heaven, which my first leads into. It's so loaded with signs beyond what my first one did. Meg started it, but it's like it's a powerhouse. So I guess so. I've got
for you.
Pieces. My pages and what have you, but you know what, this book is huge. It's going to be huge. I can't believe it, and I can't finish it because every day I get more and more. It's crazy. I'm wondering.
Wonderful.
I love it. I love it. But I know it's my job to comfort others, and God has thrown you in my path, Sonny in my path, Kevin in my path, Mark Ireland, Bill and Judy Guggenheim. Actually, their book, Bill and Judy, Hello from Heaven, was the first book I read after my daughter died. And next thing I know, I'm doing this. I'm on Facebook. I become friends with Bill and Judy. And I'm interviewing Richard Ireland, my mentor from when I was a kid, not even really knowing I was psychic son. So it's like it was shows you how life is all really planned out.
Right.
We have go different directions, and I want to stress one more thing, Christine. Like you said, we are Christian women. We're open to all denominations here, Jewish, whatever you are.
Absolutely.
We are all
absolutely
into it, you know. We're all into whatever you choose to do, and we're here for all of you to comfort all of you because as far as I'm concerned, there's one main source, and it's God, you know, and that's
right.
Something that we all believe. So.
Right,
but continue about some of your other work and your other books.
And Christians, in my book, Heaven Talks to Children, which is really geared towards, there's over 100 stories of children seeing and hearing from spirits, loved ones, angels, and Jesus. And but because there's such opposition to mediums and gifts from some faiths, and especially the Christian faith the most, people have a hard time with that. And it's sad because then sometimes the child is told, stop it, that's demonic, when it's a gift from, I believe, the Holy Spirit. But I give a scriptural support for that in my book, Heaven Talks to Children. And there's a chapter in there called, Does the Bible Permit Spirit Communication? And I give scriptural support from the New Testament, which really help people who grapple with that, because I know a lot of, you know, loving Christian people don't want to offend God, and so they're between a rock and a hard place if they see their child is talking to a spirit, but yet their particular denomination or church is against it, and then what do? You know, and the poor child suffers if the parent is worried that it's demonic and and told not to talk about it or anything. So I hope that this book will help parents who don't really know what to do if their child is showing signs and how to protect their children from the spirits that are not from God, who will bother them too. And
exactly.
So I hope it will help those out there who may be listening about that. So because those were the people that I had to get the most letters from about I'm Christian, how do I resolve this? And being a Catholic, it's been a kind of good because Catholics believe that, like, we have all our saints, and they come back
Melissa
into
happens
the,
to
the
be Melissa's Catholic. She's also intuitive, and she does the, like, Sonny, she does the automatic writing. And she's been, even with the show and the book, Melissa, and we kind of, like, bounce off each other with our readings a lot of times.
Yeah.
And Melissa, even with the show, up until recently, and I think Kevin helped her with that a couple shows ago, because she says, Aunt Peg, should we be doing this? I know it's real, but I'm scared. So it's kind of like you're kind of in the crossroads between Catholicism. I'm Episcopalian. My father worked for the church 50 years. I went to every service. So, and Melissa's father's a minister now. So we grew up in the church majorly and had to deal with, you know, are we supposed to be doing this? But Kevin Chappelle's helping me with the Bible, biblical scriptures now, showing
Great. And that's what I have in Heaven Talks to Children. So if you need a second opinion, a second backup, you know, think about getting my book, because I think it'll really help to relieve your mind, which is what, you know, I'm hoping to do in that book. And Sunny is a Christian, so she you know, she was lucky. Oh, you know, I'll let her tell you about how she handled that. That'll be her
fun.
Okay.
Right.
No, that sounds good. I just worry, I don't know, that people will judge me or think less of me or that something's, I don't know, something's not right. If I start, you know, talking to people on the other side, they just think I'm weird. So I just worry about people's perception, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you really just have to go to your safe zone where people who are accepting of it, who get comfort out of what you do, you know, stick with that kind of people. Don't even talk about it to people who be resistant or make you feel badly about it.
Right.
You don't need to do it. It's a gift.
Because I feel like
God.
They don't understand it, and I feel like the reason that they're judging
it
is because they're just
they're
idea.
And I remember when my girlfriend that used to tell me about different, like, things that were happening in her life that were spiritually and metaphysical type of things, or mystical, I'd say, not metaphysical. And I just would never get it. It was so boring to me. I thought, oh, yeah, sure, it would go through my mind. But when you have two dead people show up in your bedroom, it changes your whole perspective.
Yeah.
So you can't get people who
I
want to
reach for the Prozac at that point. I really would have if I didn't understand it now. I would have been scared to death. I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I was telling Peggy, I had a similar story kind of to yours. I was listening and before when you were talking about how you had in your room, it looked like a skull, like somebody that was looked like they had a skull.
Skeleton faces, yeah.
A skeleton face, okay. Mm-hmm. So I had taken a trip last year to Florida to visit my grandparents, and it was about 4 in the morning, and I had a crazy, like, 6:30 a.m. flight, and I'm driving. It's like a two-and-a-half-hour drive. I'm just driving, and in the middle of the road, I swear to God, like, I'm not even kidding you, I saw the Grim Reaper. I swear to you, that's what I saw.
Wow.
I swerve.
And
it
wasn't Halloween, right?
No, it wasn't Halloween
tell
or
what
anything.
I was going through hurricanes. I was a victim of Hurricane Sandy and almost lost.
I'm not done.
Fell that night, and I almost lost my life. She was in Florida and seeing the Grim Reaper. So I just wanted to intervene, Melissa. Continue the story.
Oh, okay.
Because
no, that was a different time. That's not the same time.
No, actually, it was the same time.
No,
it was because you were in Florida.
Time. No,
it was
that
around
was,
Halloween.
That
it
was when I was
29.
That was when I was in Miami. That was a different trip.
Sorry, I thought it was the same one.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I tried to interrupt you before you said it.
Like,
okay. No, so I saw the Grim Reaper, and I was like, I don't know what this means. I thought I was hallucinating because, like I said, it was 4 in the morning. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. I'm seeing things, whatever. I get to the airport. The first flight's canceled. I get to the airport. I'm sitting on the flight. There's a problem with the engine. I get to the next flight. The third flight is canceled, too. The engines are down. I wait maybe 16 hours, something like that. And they had said that second plane was so badly damaged that it would have crashed if anyone was on it. And I really swear to you, I think the reason I saw that Grim Reaper was to not go on that plane, like a sign that I was not meant that day to fly on that plane, because I wouldn't be able to share any of this with the world if I had gone that day.
Right,
and
right.
I truly believe that's why certain things happen.
Yes.
When I was the hurricane, I thought that was the same time. Are you sure?
Okay, so yes, I'm positive because I have the best memory.
Those lines about God intervening to save your life because you still have work here to do. The people who, during 9/11, who were laid up or a little late getting to work that day or something intervened, I mean, those were the people who were meant to still had a divine intervention. So they were meant to still have work to do on earth, and it wasn't their time. All the other people, that was their time, and, you know, that was their contract with God, and that's why they were being called home, and some were spared. And I always felt sorry for the ones who don't understand that, who have, like, survivor's guilt, because they don't understand that we have spiritual agreements with God, and we make, you know, these plans about what we're supposed to accomplish in life and how we're supposed to actually even die. And we know this before we come down here. And those poor people who don't understand that, who have survivor's guilt, I want to, like, please find out.
Like, understand, there's, like, I know it sounds crazy, but certain things, there is a reason between, you know, behind certain things, you know. as to why some people are sometimes saved and others, you know, aren't.
Well, we had family members. My sister's company was leaving Westchester and going to the Twin Towers. And my sister decided to take another position, so she would have been there. And then my cousin, who lives up the street, his son worked at the Twin Towers and was sick that day, so his life was spared. But I also had a coworker, my friend Carol, whose son did work there and perished in the fire that day. So
my uncle was
my
uncle overslept his alarm that morning, which he's never done his entire life, and he would have been on the 110th floor or whatever they said doing a business meeting. If he had not missed that alarm. And my mom was like panicking and calling the city, and thank God he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then Christine does talk about plan. I mean, we do make a plan before we come in and we choose our families, right, Christine? And our
And we choose, like your children who had cystic fibrosis. I mean, that was not an accident or a punishment. That was what they chose with God for some learning experiences or spiritual growth and to help everyone around them grow stronger and closer to God. So there was a real purpose for that, which, of course, it's taken from our memories when we come down here on earth. But when we go back, it's revealed to us again why we went through what we did. And you're so proud of yourself when you accomplish what you accomplish with, you know, like a challenging disease like they did. So they have so much to, you know, rejoice about that they went through it, they did it, and the ripple effect has helped so many people. And probably, Peggy, that has a lot to do with why you're in the work that you're doing today.
And I have multiple sclerosis, and I'm limited.
Right.
And to be honest, I mean, you live in Pennsylvania. All up and down the East Coast, there are stickers. My son drove race cars, and there are stickers on thousands of cars to the point where the year he died in Englishtown, New Jersey, they dedicated the Honda Day in his name. Even though he wasn't a professional driver, everybody knew him for his work and parts that nobody else could get. He impressed so many people. Because they saw while he was struggling, this kid would be on IVs with ports in his chest, on oxygen, going to the racetrack, coming out of the hospital and going to the track and racing that car. He was amazing. He would bypass in ICU and sit on his little laptop and get car parts for people when he was critically ill. He was amazing, but it wasn't just the race, the cars, and everybody thinks that my second book, Racing Honest in Heaven, is about that. It's about the signs and how he affected people's lives. His friends still come here. It's like, you know, I have my other friends, but they're not Mark. And it's just, they were amazing kids. And Meg was taken on Mother's Day. She had two children, was never supposed to have children, had two. They were 4 and 7 when she passed. She died on Mother's Day, and like any other human mother, it's like, why of all days, why any day take my children, but why Mother's Day? And I said, you know what? She was known as a phenomenal mother. So I said, God honored the best mother that I knew, even better than me, because she taught me how to be a better mother, to take her home that day to be, you know, in memory.
To give her reward. To give her her rewards in paradise. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I have some people on my chat room. Allison, who I happen to know now, says, wow, she had to tell my son that it wasn't time to go because he didn't get on a helicopter with his unit. Both helicopters ended up crashing and killing all but two. Allison may come on the show in a little bit. You know, when we open up the lines, right? I see we have, our board is like off the hook again tonight. And we'll be taking questions.
Open up the lines, so that's great with me.
Well, actually, you know what? Before we open up the lines, are you going to remain on when, because Sunny is
on
now.
Sunny's
Do you want to remain on while Sunny's here?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
I'm going to introduce Sunny. I'm going to do a little bio on her, Sunny, and then I'm going to bring you on. Sunny Wells' biography is, she's a renowned and highly respected international Christian spiritual medium, speaker, and an author. She possesses 4 spiritual gifts, which includes a rare ability to call a requested spirit to a session to communicate with. Sunny is also gifted with clairvoyance, automatic handwriting like Melissa, and discernment, discernment, which I'm not quite sure, and has for many years been in the field of spiritual bereavement support. Wells is the radio host of Ask the Angels with my friend here, Christine, on the Blog Talk Radio. She's also the author of Glimpses of Heaven from the Angels Who Live Here. She's also appeared on many media shows, International Spiritual Medium, featured on air readings on NBC Arizona Midday, and many more shows. She's a keynote speaker at the prestigious 1989 International Congress of Parapsychology in, I think it's Riccarton, Italy, and she facilitates seminars around the country. She's one of the five mediums who was interviewed by Echo Bodine for her book, The Gift, Understand the Development of Your Psychic Abilities. She's also, prior to receiving her gift of mediumship, she had a lifelong career in show business since the age of five. And her professional career took her all over the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean islands. She's appeared in motion pictures and on TV as an actress, singer, dancer, but she's also been a headliner herself and has worked in some of the most well-known showrooms across America. As an opening act, she has worked with many famous comics such as Don Rickles, who we all love, the Smothers Brothers, David Brenner. She's worked as a dancer for the Dick Clark Productions back in my day with the Patty Duke Show.
On his dance related. In my day, too.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Watch the shows that come back. And she did that for over 10 years. She also appeared on Principal Singer Dancer and the Folly Bergier. Yeah, I have problems sometimes with my words, the MS. It's not my fault.
Me too.
Okay, so it's not my MS. I'm just getting old then. Okay, she's been in the Tropicana Hotel in Vegas. I know. That's why I'm my editor here. And she's in the Jazz and Jokes Lounge with Debbie Reynolds, who I love Debbie Reynolds. And she appeared with her at the hotel in Las Vegas. She was an MC and featured singer from 90 to 93. Wells occasionally still sings in the jazz arena and continues to be sought after for various engagements. And Melissa and I also have the entertainment background of singing and music and what have you. Oh. And I'm going to bring Sunny on now. She's been waiting for a little bit. So I'm going to bring her on the show, and let's talk to Sunny a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me because my board is so lit up, I have to get to her. Okay, hold on. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. It's really off the hook. Hello, Sunny. How are you?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Hi, Sunny.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in the chat room here too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not very good at this. I've got chat room going on this, and I finally got the board up after 6-7 months now. And I also have a page on Facebook if people want to chat there, which I think is going to be easier for me in the future. So if you want to go to chat, go to my Blog Talk Radio, Signs Our Loved Ones on Facebook. So anyhow, let's speak about Sunny a little bit. You're part of Christine now. You're like Melissa and I, and with the show Ask the Angels, and you are a spiritual Christian medium. And tell us about you, Sunny, in your own words.
Oh, I hate talking about myself. Seriously, you really said it all in the promo. So I don't need to add to it at all.
Well, why don't you just tell them how you got
Christine
your gift, Sunny?
And I have been partners for almost 17 years now. Gosh, time flies. And
and we don't look any older.
Yeah, and we don't look a day older. It's amazing.
Well, so I think it's the really interesting story how you got your gift of the angels coming out of the mirror in your bedroom.
Okay. All right. Let's see. It was 94. I had worked at the Debbie Reynolds Hotel with Debbie. I was doing her the singing in the Jazz and Jokes Lounge, and I was also doing her in her hotel there in Vegas before she lost it. She was doing Mondays at the movies, and she would invite these wonderful movie stars. I met Sid Charisse. I met Freddie Martin. her husband I met, June Allison. I mean, the list is incredible. I'm kind of, at the moment, can't think of a whole bunch of people, but those are enough. And in any way, she was starting to lose her hotel because some investor had duped her, and I basically, there were a group of entertainers there that were also, her hotel closed, and so we didn't have jobs. And so I was praying on my hands and knees and praying to God for Debbie not to lose the hotel, that some other investors would come forth, that I was just really sad about, our band of entertainers, that we're all going to be splitting up now, et cetera, et cetera. And then I realized that I was praying very selfishly, other than for Debbie. But I was praying for Debbie so I wouldn't lose my job and I wouldn't lose my showbiz family there. And so I changed my prayer to whatever is God's will, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it got to a point where I asked at that point in the prayer. See, I'm stuttering. It's so difficult for me to talk about myself.
You know what, Sonny? I got to tell you something real quick.
Okay, take your time.
Sonny, you know what?
Okay.
You and I have the same birthday. Talk about synchronicities. I'm September 7th also.
Me too. Yeah, that's incredible.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I hope you're catching my MS. So maybe it's a September 7th thing. I'm just joking. But I really was born on September 7th. I just wanted you to know that there's a reason, too. There's another synchronicity between you and I. We have the same birthday, September 7th.
That's incredible.
Yes,
so,
definitely. So continue. I'm
sorry. To the story that Chris wants to hear. And during my prayer, I prayed to be a prayer switched around completely. I asked for God's will to be done, and this time in the prayer I prayed the service to God in any way that he saw fit, or she, I'll even, that I would be willing in every way to be of service to God. And a few weeks later, two angel beings, my bed was across from a mirror, from closets. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Peggy?
Is anybody there?
We're here. Peggy, can you hear us? Melissa? Hello?
I don't know if you can hear me.
Are you in the chat room, Chris?
I can hear you. Peggy, I can hear you and Sonny. Melissa, are you there? I don't know. Peggy? I don't know if we're going to have to call back or not, Sonny. Sonny?
Well, are you there? Can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear you, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so, well, we're still on the chat in the radio show, so there's something going on with Peggy. I don't know if we can be heard on the radio, but I just typed to her that we can hear.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn on the speaker. I'm going to go back to her show and see if I can hear you on the speaker. So,
okay, are you guys there?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
What?
Yes.
Me, we're having
can you
a... I hear everybody now. You lost me because we are having a storm here. And my phone went out, so I'm like, I didn't know if you still heard me or what have you. So I'm back on, and I lost
you
about.
All right. So, Sonny, pick up then about the, all right, so there was a mirror across from your bed, and then all this, and you were writing in your diary, I think, right?
Yeah, so I was, two angels, I wasn't writing in my diary at that point. Two angels came out of my mirror. At first, it was sparkling lights, and I could see that they were coming forth. It frightened the heck out of me. I moved to the back of my bed, and I started praying. in the name of Jesus. If this is anything that is not of you, Lord, don't have this happen. By the time I said that, I was feeling a certain peace, and the angels that appeared came out of the mirror, literally, and told me that, and were standing at the end of my bed, and their mouths were moving, but the voices were coming to me in my head, and they told me, the first thing that they said is, do not be afraid. God is answering your prayers to be of service to him, basically, and there will be others that follow that give you your mission and what to do. And so a few weeks after that, I was told that I was going to be writing a book for them, for God, and so on and so forth, and that's how it happened.
And then your gift was a few weeks later. It came where you were writing in your diary.
That's
your journal?
When I was writing. I was writing in a journal, and my hand started moving by itself, and I realized it wasn't me because I've always kept kind of diaries or journals since around the late 60s, and it would help me sort my thoughts out, sort out events of the day or relationships and so forth, and all of a sudden my hand started writing by itself, and when it did, I started praying, and I was told that I was going to be writing a book for the Lord, but as an added benefit, I was going to be given a spiritual gift to talk to specific spirits on the other side.
Wow.
And the interesting thing was, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff either. Chris didn't know anything about it before she accepted basically the mission, and neither did I. But my angels told me at that point, they said, you have free will, you can choose to accept the gift or not, and, and life will go on. But realize that your life at this point on will change tremendously. If you do accept your gift, you're going to realize a lot of things are going to take place that you may or may not like.
Right.
Some things could happen because now you're on, and now as Christians, we all kind of concur that there is the opposite of God, which is all love, and the opposite is hate, deceiver, enemy, and that when that enemy perks up his ears, realizes that you are committed and dedicated in a service way to God, some really interesting things can happen.
Yep.
That
not
all
good.
Not all good.
I had a family crisis.
Exactly.
I'm still going through a family crisis. Another child, and I'm not going to go into it on the air, and it's a tough one. And I almost had to cancel the show tonight, but I said, no, the show must go on. It's 2 hours, and I'll deal with it after the show, before the show, in the next few days. So that's where I feel that.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart. We'll be praying for you, all of us listening.
Absolutely.
And us as a part of it. But the last 17 years for me have been a crazy episodic history of obstacles, challenges, insanity. And Chris knows about it all. Just a quick insert here. I'm trying to move from one California city to another. Just this weekend, I took a 6x12-foot trailer by myself down to my new community, but I had to go down from the mountains, and someone gave me the road to take, which was the shortest way. But on that road to take, there are no turnouts. It's treacherous hairpin turns.
My goodness.
And about 12 to 15 miles from the end of the road where I would have been on flat land, my brakes gave completely out.
Oh, my God.
And just before that, I had the angels wanted to speak with me, and they were really adamant about it. And the attorney,
you mean a few days before that, you're talking
about. A few
about.
Days before, yeah. I left. I had to find two new tires for my back tires because my angels told me that they would blow out. Literally said, your tires mm-hmm. are going to blow out. So I already changed my tires, and then I get on this road. There were no turnouts. I couldn't turn around. I have an SUV, and I had this 6x12 thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally praying as I was going 30 and 40 and 50 miles an hour down this treacherous mountain road, which I will never get on again in my life. And
mm-hmm.
I finally, about 12 to 15 miles up the mountain, there was a turnout where I could slide, and I slid on the dirt, and I was just inches from crashing into a huge boulder, and my car stopped. Okay.
Wow.
Now I sit there for an hour. Nobody, because that road's so treacherous, I'm sure, comes by for an hour. Nobody.
Oh, my gosh.
An hour into waiting for my brakes to cool down, and they aren't. The pedal still goes all the way to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cliffs, and, I mean, it was just awful. I was praying. I had three of my pets with me, and I was saying to the Lord, I'm ready to come home now. If you'd like
mm-hmm.
to, you know, but if...
You know, I saw something
I'm
where you got to be careful. You said careful what you wish for. Like, I also lost a home to foreclosure. We can talk about that a little right before my daughter
yeah.
passed. Careful what you wish
yeah.
for.
Yeah. So I was... Well, I lost a house to foreclosure, too.
Well, I know.
Anyway,
I read that, and I saw that, and I said, oh, my gosh, another synchronicity with us. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of those... millions who have lost their homes to this economic crisis.
Yeah.
But so I was almost, I was sitting there for an hour. My phone, of course, would not work because I'm up in the mountains. And so I couldn't get help. And a white county truck going in the opposite direction that I am going, I flagged out my window. I'm raving out my window, and I just ask the Lord to please take, if he takes me, please take my animals so that they wouldn't be out in the middle of a mountain community with mountain lions and bears and all of that. And
my.
Be scared of that. So take them.
Lions and tigers and bears, you know.
Yeah, if you want me now, I'm ready, but please take them too because I don't want them to be frightened and out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So these fellows stop by. And I stopped them, and they said, wow, we can smell your brakes. I said, yeah, I don't have any. And I was trembling and crying and praying. And
mm-hmm.
To make a long story short, these guys turned around. They were going, taking their trucks back, or the
right.
truck, and they were on their way at the end of the day for them. They turned
mm-hmm.
around. And they said to me, well, if you need to crash into our truck, we have insurance. We're going to put on our hazard lights. You put on your hazard lights and flash your brights. If you
mm-hmm.
if you're going to crash into us, flash your brights so we can bear for it. And we'll stop your car. And I said, what about fishtailing? They said, well, we're going to have to put that in the hands of the Lord because... You know, the trailer could go, can break off, it can pull you down a cliff, whatever, but this is what we're
mm-hmm.
going to do. They literally took an hour and a half out of their day, and they took me all the way to where I needed to go.
Well, you know what?
Amazing.
I think angels walk among us. I've had a like that. I had two near misses. I had two car accidents, one in 92, one in 2006. The week before, both of them... Within days, I had two near misses with the first one and two near misses with the second one, and I think that was my angels warning me of the big ones, which both times I had head injuries, broken ribs, almost died, and I should have, you know, listened to the warnings, I think. So I now listen to the warning, you know? So I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I had no, literally there was nowhere to turn out, anywhere. Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most frightening and harrowing thing that's happened to me I think since I've had the mission, I just, I'm still, you know, I'm in awe that I'm alive today. I mean, that's just one thing. Then what followed is a series of obstacles and challenges. And poor Chris, she, being my best friend, she has to listen to all my stuff. Because
that's,
she's the one I immediately, I immediately call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always amazing how God will bail her out. I mean, I've seen him do it hundreds of times. It's truly amazing. It's truly amazing. But that's why she can never give up hope or be, you know, in total despair, because God always finds a way, you know.
Although, I have been at that line many times as well. To be honest, I mean, generally I take things, you know, my faith is so strong that I don't worry about anything. But when but it seems like to me that the more you're dedicated and try with all your might to live a Christ-like existence on this earth, in this Satan's world, sometimes you just, you know, it's like one punch after another punch after another punch after another punch. And God does turn it around. I always say this. Sometimes we don't get our answers to the 11th hour and 59th second. I love that phrase, but it's true. Oh. It's true. I mean, it might be the last second before you're careening down a mountain, but God will absolutely, if your faith is there, you absolutely are taken care of, you know.
Well,
no matter what
you know,
have to go through. Go ahead.
The trials and tribulations. No, the accident, the first one I had in 92, a girl ran a red light, and I actually was spun around twice. Ironically, that night, it's in my book. I was supposed to have my son, who passed 3 years ago with me. He was only three. I was on my way to one of my jobs. I had all my own business, did a errand service. I walked dogs, took care of the elderly. I did a lot of things. My minister called that night, and he wanted me to mail some cards out to some members of the church, which made me late to go walk a dog. And so I decided to leave my son home. And thank God I did, because when this girl hit me, I spun around twice, and I remember yelling out, "Dear Jesus, save me. I need to take care of my children." And he saved me. I was almost killed. But if my minister hadn't called at that midnight hour, it wasn't midnight, but at the last minute, my son would have been killed that day. Because his car seat actually broke out of the seat. The impact was so bad, it hit me in the head. So I believe, I mean, he lived till he was 22. He was only three when that happened. And so, like I said, it wasn't my minister calling that. My son would have been killed that day. So first of many miracles in my life, you know. I mean, we're all, you know, I tell people, it's like, you know, they say to me, "How do you do it? You've lost a brother, sister, parents, two kids, a husband, many, many others. How do you do it?" I said, "Well, we're all going there. We're all going to. All our time is limited. It's what you do with the time here that counts. You know, every day is a gift. It's why they call it the present, the old cliche, unwrap it, enjoy it."
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yep. Actually, I wrote that in one of my books. Yep. Hmm. Yep. So that's what I believe. You know, a lot of people, you know, they can't deal with mostly the fact that I've lost two children, and because I'm a reminder that could happen to them, you know. They talk about their empty nest syndrome. I really have it. You know, mine don't come home from college. Mine don't come home from another state to visit at the holidays, you know. But I'm a reminder of what could happen. And this is what I stress with other grieving parents, and that's pretty much what I do the show for. Because I had nowhere to vent, nowhere to go, and I kind of had to learn it from the school of hard knocks. So I'm now taking on their pain because I've lived it and I can relate to them, and they have someone that can understand them, not just from being empathetic, but had
it
with
been
them
there.
You've gone through it
personally.
It's empathy, and even though they've died in different ways, I also lost a nephew a year and a half ago. So I'm dealing with a niece that lost her son, who's like a sister to me, who's my sister that passed daughter. Her grandson died a year and a half ago. While I was 6 months in a hotel after Hurricane Sandy, after losing my almost losing my life and lost everything I owned, all my memories, everything. Back in my house, half the house is repaired. But you know what? I thank God that I have a roof over my head. I thank God I have food on my table. I thank God I have my friends. I thank God I have life. I thank God that I can still enjoy it to a point. And it's hard. I'm human. I'm a grieving mom. You know, people will ask for private readings and whatever. And I'm, like I said, I'm going through something with one of my other children right now. It's not where the other ones were, but he needs some medical attention. And I think he'll be all right eventually. But, so I still have my human aspect of it, you know, that I've got my days still. I'm human, even though I can connect to the other side or get messages and signs. I'm still human, you know, we still are human. And that's what I try to tell people, you know, that I have to, sometimes I need a break, you know, because I've suffered the same losses, and if not more, some less, whatever. And, you know, I'm there for you, but sometimes I have to take a little time out for me, you know. So I just want to... People have me for private readings, and I've been doing them for free. Right now, I can't. The show was even difficult for me to do tonight because it's been about 4 days now of a crisis in my family. But I, like Sonny was saying, you've got both forces. We're living in the world of evil. And I believe it is very evil here. You have, you know, I think we have a piece of both, heaven and hell here on earth. You know, we have the beauty of heaven, but we also have the anguish of hell, you know. And
we have we have the good people that are like angels here on earth, and we have the not so good people. So yeah, we have I believe that's a little bit of heaven, a little bit of hell here on earth.
There's another interesting story, a real quick one. Peggy, I admire you so much. I just want to throw that in. I'm amazed at your resiliency, your resourcefulness, and your stamina. Thanks. And the ability to oh my gosh, I mean, I would never be able to understand what it's like. I only have one child. I don't know what it would be like to lose him. I just can't fathom what that's like. But in a similar way, in terms of losing people and those we love, in a 3-year period, I lost 27 loved ones and friends. Including,
you sound like must be a Virgo.
And five of those were my pets. But
really?
That still
wow.
leaves 21. I lost 27 loved ones and friends, families, loved ones, and friends in a period of 3 years.
Well, that's, I'll tell you, 2010 to 11, I lost my husband. 9 months later, my son, 3 months to the day of my son, my sister-in-law. Right after my husband, in between, my father-in-law. And I lost a numerous amount of friends, too, in between. So I can relate to you on that one. I've lost many close together, but the year between 2010 and 11, I felt like a professional, you know how they say professional party planner? I felt like a professional, not to make light of it, funeral goer. Every time I turned around, my social life turned into going to funerals.
Oh, yeah.
It was so I can... I can relate to you on that. It was like, oh my gosh, what is, okay, God, please, can this test be over? Because we're human too, Sonny. I mean, didn't you feel at times, even though you can, you know, bring spirit through that, the human aspect of your life, it's like, okay, enough's enough? Have you felt like that at times?
Oh my gosh. If it weren't for Christine being in my life, I haven't had any thoughts of suicide, actual thoughts of actually doing it, but I threatened to someone one time that they might be contributing to you know, a possible suicide. And for me to say those words, even the possibility thereof, I was ashamed. But on the other hand, my mother was suicidal all of her life, and she attempted more than a few times. She was considered manic depressive before they had the term bipolar.
Right,
bipolar. My grandmother, mm-hmm. I'm going to put that label on it as well, because at that time the label was manic depressive. My grandmother,
right.
I'd be willing to bet my two aunts, because they were a little loony too.
We all have a family.
It's in families. But
yeah,
I have
my family also, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what else I found out, though?
What?
Many other mediums, people who are spiritually gifted, it may not just be, you know how they debate whether you're insane or not with voices in your head?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, you can be, you know, what Melissa was saying about she's afraid to tell people about, you know, talk to to people because we have voices
you're great.
In our head.
Yeah, it's not. I don't get so much
we have
them.
Voices.
I have they kind of channel through me, but I'm obviously hearing stuff. And even prior to my encephalitis at 9, which really brought me out when I came out of the coma, I remember
mm-hmm.
as a 2-year-old flying with angels. It sounds crazy, but I spoke to somebody recently who was kind of doing the same thing, and I'm like, were these dreams? But they didn't seem like dreams, and then. It was crazy. Even as a 2-3-year-old, I remember certain things and getting messages, and probably even more strongly then than I do even now. But I'm developing again because I didn't understand it then, and it was I knew I wasn't scared, and it wasn't even manic depressive. The term I guess is schizophrenia. I wasn't having people talk to me, but I was getting messages as a child, as a very young child, and I'm like, okay. My father used to call me a screwball. I thought that was my nickname,
yeah.
Nitwit. No, and my father worked for the church, but yet he related stories to me and the family at the church of strange occurrences, and him and my mother in a house they lived in, waking up in the middle of the night and seeing this man jump out a window in a cloak and like an 1800s outfit, and then on the way to the hospital when I was in the coma, they were at the church praying for me. Halfway to the hospital, they heard both of them seemed to hear me scream out, "I'm okay." Got to the hospital, I came out of the coma. So here's this man calling me a nitwit, you know, because he liked calling me that. And because I would kind of try to open up to my parents, but yet I didn't know what was going on. I was a kid. I thought some things were normal. I didn't think some things weren't normal. So I can relate to that. So question our own sanity, you know. I know now that I'm not crazy because it's as real as real. And I would say 99% of the signs I've gotten, I'm not talking pennies, feathers. I'm talking my son has materialized to a neighbor, two neighbors, to my daughter-in-law and recently. If you go to the site that the show on, I just want to tell our listeners tonight, I have not just orbs, I have actual pictures of my son appearing on somebody in New Jersey's door that I happened to go to that site. I said, oh, my God, it's my son. And I posted a picture of my son. He goes, oh, it is your son. I have a picture of my husband at one of my events that appeared with my daughter's name scribbled over my head in smoke, and it looked like the Mother Mary over me. These are all on this page right now, you can see. And I have one, and Christine, this is for you. 2 weeks ago, when Christine took time out of her vacation with no internet, saying, I'm about ready to read your book, and I'm hearing the song Special Angel, where my grandson, like I said, came the next day, when my grandson showed up after 2 years, I have a picture on there of 2 weeks ago where you can't see my hand next to my heart. My grandson with his arm around me, my daughter of face appears next to my heart where my hand should be. Go to my site, go on this page of Blog Talk Radio, our little screen, and look at these pictures. You can't make this stuff up. There's no Photoshop. I swear as God is my judge. The only thing that was ever enhanced was the one where my husband's face appeared so you could see the faces better. But go on this site and you can see it. You know, so I guess God is making me prove, because people can listen to us, Christine and Sonny, but sometimes the hardest of skeptics need concrete proof. Nothing's been photoshopped here. This is real. Melissa's taken pictures.
Well,
right, Melissa?
Incredible. I've had pictures where several orbs have been, they show up, and I just see little blue spots, and when you zoom in, there's faces in the spots.
We have a picture of my December 8th event. for the candle lighting from the Compassionate Friends of America that we did all around the country. I had my own here at my house. Melissa went home. There's a lot of other things involved, but she went home, takes a picture because all of a sudden deer appear in her yard, which my husband was a deer hunter.
Yeah.
And three faces appear like Mount Rushmore. My
mm-hmm.
daughter,
wow.
my husband, and my son took a while to focus in on. All three of them was the first time it came through at once. I did not
yeah.
have that picture on.
That's
hard to
awesome.
Focus.
It's the most powerful picture I've ever taken in my entire life. I've never had faces appear in orbs until that very picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Oh, definitely.
On the page, you go
Peggy,
archives, you'll be able
like,
to see it.
Okay. About skeptics, what I was going to say is people are skeptical until it really happens to them, but what your story can do is help people to, in the back of their mind somewhere, think about what you're saying, because it just may help them when they lose a loved one also
mm-hmm.
and strange
mm-hmm.
things start to happen. So it's okay to be a skeptic. It's just that I think a skeptic
yeah.
should be respectful of other people if,
right.
not,
mm-hmm.
if they don't get it. But that's okay. The more you tell your story about things that are happening to you, the amazing things, the miraculous things, the peculiar things, the more
mm-hmm.
they'll learn, and then someday that might really hit home to them when they need it the most. So don't worry about them. You just keep giving them
yeah, if Christine hadn't been open to going to look for Judy Guggenheim, the synchronicity of that would not happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
Since she had an open mind, at least to a possibility, you know, we all meet skeptics on a day-to-day basis. I don't try to convince anyone of anything anymore. I don't try
mm-hmm.
to. Right now in my life, I have two male friends most immediately in my life who are both basically atheists. If
right.
I say I was blessed, these guys will get in an argument about me. Oh, you weren't lucky? What about all the people that aren't blessed? What about this
yeah.
and what about that? You know, it becomes
yeah,
an argument, and which
right.
I do not engage in. I don't engage in it. I just say, I'm respectful of you thinking the
yep.
way you want to, that there
mm-hmm.
is not
yep.
a God. That's fine. But if you hear me say, I'm blessed instead of I'm lucky, don't get upset with me. That's my belief system. I respect yours. Let's not
mm-hmm.
argue about it.
Right. And you know,
I won't engage.
I've had my show from my hometown that, you know, I'm not going to name names or anything like that are the biggest, they put on like the biggest skeptics, but they private message me, well, I've seen my husband, but I don't tell anybody because they're going to think I'm crazy. But yet they go around still bad-mouthing. It's like, oh, maybe she's off the deep end. I'm like, you know,
oh,
sometimes
that's very critical. That's
people
sad.
I've had a bar from Facebook. But I've also had a lot of private message me. It's like, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. And I understand that I held my stuff in for a lot of years, and people still think I'm nuts. I don't care. The difference with
me
now, I don't care what they think.
Right.
I know God gave
right.
me this job. I'm going to do it. And
right.
you know what?
And
you're going to condemn me no matter what. But you know
right.
what? As long as
so,
I'm working for him. I'm not working for you. I'm working to help you if you allow it. And if you don't,
right.
you can be Dick, that's your free will. I don't take your free will from you. I am just telling you because there's a point in time in all our lives that we're going to lose somebody very significant.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not like me, two children and everyone that I lost, but we are all going to lose people, and you are going to be alone maybe sometime, and you're going to want those signs, and it's going to happen to all of us. And
well, see, you know what? That happens with Christianity as well. There's no
mm-hmm.
way you're going to talk an atheist into being a believer in God. The only thing you
exactly.
can do is plant the seed and say,
yep.
and let God handle that. God is
yep.
is in the business of garnering his children and bringing them to him. He, you know, the same person I had a conversation with not 2 days ago, and he was saying to me, we don't all have free will. We don't have free will. We don't. And I said, how can you say that? And he said, because there's Aborigines in Australia that are brought up that way, and they don't know anything but the input of their parents or the communities or the villages where they live or
right.
the people in Africa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, we still, whether they know it or not, they have the free will of choice
yeah.
to accept
yep.
or dismiss.
That's a very good point.
and there's missionaries everywhere in the world.
They're going through all my
work. Ladies.
Mm-hmm. I could have gave up. I was dead. I said, you know what? I've lost my family. Now I've lost all my memories, videos, pictures, everything. I'm like, okay, I've got some. Thank God they were on Facebook. I pretty much lost everything. I had no shoes for 4 days.
In Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah, I was a victim of Hurricane Sandy. I live right on the river. I have a beach home. I had 3 feet of water. I still am living almost 2 years later without my living room because I'm not rich. The radio show I do for free. I do to help people. My books, your authors, unless you're on the New York's bestseller list, yeah, I've been a bestseller since this came out, but you know who makes the money. We don't make enough to sustain us. I have income, thank God, but I have a lot of bills, too. You know, I had to pay 2 funerals, my husband and son, out of pocket, no life insurance, 9 months apart. I'm still waiting for something to be settled to help me with this, but I had to pay a lot of money out. So I'm not rich, you know. I'm not getting rich by doing my books or doing the show.
I don't know anyone but the famous mediums who are. There are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one who's rich doing the work we do. There's no one. It is amazing to me that people think we are. We're not.
Yep.
If I can, you know, get to a point where I have, you know, a few thousand dollars in a savings account, that will be the world to me.
You know,
that will mean the world to me, having a cushion to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I have a living room. 2 years later, I am living in half my house until enough funds I can get up to repair the living room. You know, everybody thinks that FEMA did it. They did some, and it took months. I lived in a hotel for 6 months, had to eat out every night. Thank God for Facebook. Facebook saved my life because some people did fundraisers to help me, and I thank God for you all and came to help and what have you. But like I said, I left here, and I had one of my worst exacerbations of MS where I was totally unable to walk 2 months prior to Hurricane Sandy. I don't know how they got me out of here. My fellow at the time,
we're
not anymore. Rescued me, got me out, went back on foot not knowing where I was down to rescue my other son and dog. By the time he got back to my house, white caps from the river were coming through my house, and they were taking out me, calling 911. They said, lady, it's too late. I said, you don't understand. I've already lost 2 kids. And I had no idea what was going on. Then I live near a boatyard. Boats are coming at me.
Goodness gracious.
Well, at the end of it, thank God this fellow came along in a front loader truck and got my dog, my other son, and my boyfriend at the time out of the house and brought them to safety. And I still lost contact for over an hour with them, not knowing if they were dead or alive. So I have another book coming out about that, My Piece of Heaven, Turn the Hell. It's beautiful where I live. I live on the Hudson River. We have our own beach boat dock here. It's gorgeous, you know. But I have post-traumatic stress every time I hear lightning and thunder. You know, I mean, it's something that happened.
Yeah.
It was a combination of 3 things at night. The surge is what brought the water up. It's never happened before. So, but I still have post-traumatic stress. But the moral of the story is, if anybody was going to give up, I've already lost most of my family in a very short time, and now I lost all my belongings, and I was without shoes or clothes for 4 days. The only clothes I had left was in my washer that didn't get hit, that I hadn't washed yet, were the only things I could salvage. So,
well,
you know, and like I said,
have to remember Job. You know, Chris Job.
I was compared to that work, believe it or not. Buddy,
yeah,
you should say that.
Job,
oh, my gosh.
Job is my middle name, right? I'll give that title to you now because what you've been through is amazing. I'm just in awe of you.
I was renting a car because the car did go underwater and actually drove it with no brakes for a couple weeks and then it died. I had to rent a car thinking FEMA was going to reimburse me. At the rent a car, this lady showed up and we got talking. All of a sudden, she had a Bible with her and started quoting Job to me. So I don't know if she was an angel that walked among me or whatever. She says, you remind me of the story of Job. And I'm like, okay, I just want to get my rented car and get back to the hotel. I'm tired now.
Well, Job lost everything.
Studies at this point, but
yeah,
it's funny
his faith and dedication was there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
He was messaged through
lost
angels.
Everything, and
yep.
He had all the sores on his body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got like a leprosy and whatnot. I have a feeling this is not a test of God. These are not tests from God. This is Satan's attack And yep. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. It's Satan's attack. And what God does is comes through and gets us through it.
Yep.
Somehow we
yep.
end up okay
mm-hmm.
no matter what. We'll have a roof over our head. Somebody will bring us a bag of groceries. I don't care what
yep.
anyone says. You know, it's Satan's world, and we're in it, and here we are clinging and dedicated and committed to our faith and our love of God and our love of Christ, and people are looking at us. I had a girlfriend say to me, "Sonny, all you have is crisis in your life. It's constant crisis. You must be bringing it on yourself."
Yep. People said it to
you know?
People said. I've had people say to me, because my daughter was our firstborn, my only daughter that had CF, and I had two children before she was diagnosed. We were told it could happen again. I didn't try to get pregnant again, but I did two more times. And my third child didn't have it. My last had it, and he's passed. I've had people look at me and say, "Why did you have another one knowing this could happen again?" First of all, it's none of your business. Second of all, I feel that... I say it like it is. It is what it is. So I'm sorry. Secondly, and this is a woman said it to me that had five kids with five different men. I can't believe you had it. I'm like, well, look at you.
I'm around the block.
Look at your life. At least I know who the father was, you know. But the thing was,
I feel like nobody should judge you based on your own life and your own decisions. Like,
my gosh,
you should
and I've been judged.
To yourself.
Judge.
You know
I've been ridiculed.
Like,
yeah. I've been put down. And I'm like,
I just
you know
don't
what,
understand
my...
why people would say that, like, any kid, if they're sick, disabled, whatever, they're all a gift. They're all meant to be here. Like, there's no judgment
and
on
meant,
who we want to be and who
the,
we want
to
create.
And they're meant, to have,
say,
they're meant to have the affliction
right.
that they have, and most people don't
yes.
understand that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Christine, that's what
I'm
want
to sorry, I missed that, Chris. What did you say?
I said that, and people don't understand that when someone has an affliction, they like a disease or something, like our children,
mm-hmm.
they are meant to have that, and that's what people don't understand because they don't
just
know.
Can't possibly understand.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I say to people?
But
I said, you know what?
Okay.
I had daughter before I knew she would have cystic. I wouldn't have traded a minute. Not to have had her for the almost 29 years. So that's the way I look at it. We all,
yeah,
and I say to him, like, are you going to live forever? We're all going to die. We're all going to get sick. We're all going to either get in an accident, whatever happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has the right. And that was my free will. So please don't tell me this. I just look at people like, what is wrong with you? Well, I would never have the audacity to say something like that to somebody. But you know what? Take pity upon them for they don't know
mm-hmm.
what they say. So that's the way I look at it. And I'm to
exactly.
bounce off like I do.
You just kind of have to let it go. They don't understand.
Right.
Hey, listen, perhaps some callers would like to call in and have questions.
I have a million here right now, to be honest with you.
Let's bless them all.
Sonny, Melissa and I are also intuitive. Melissa does the automatic writing like you. If someone wants to ask a question, would you be willing to answer?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, I'm going to take our oldest caller here. God bless them. Mike, I can't, you know what? I have so many calls in here, I can't even scroll down. So bear with me, people. Okay, this one must be a Skype caller. I don't have a number on it, so I'm going to ask, all I'm going to ask is for your first name and the part of the country or the world you're from, because we are international. Okay, hold on, please. Good evening, this is Peggy. What's your name?
Hi, Peggy. This is my first time calling your show, and I'm a fellow New Jerseyan, and sorry for your Hurricane Sandy. My mom, they got
hit
also. Oh,
so that was iceberg. But okay, what's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Vicky.
Vicky, and you're from Jersey, right next to me. I'm right across from Stony Point, actually, directly on the river. So I'm right hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah, we're in northern New Jersey, though. We're right outside. We're in... right outside of Newark.
Oh, Newark, okay. And in the orange. My grandfather grew up in Elizabeth.
Okay.
Right out of the orange. Yeah, Elizabeth,
there
the Ringos. Yep. So
yeah.
The question for us, because one thing I want to say that some callers have been calling in about relationship issues. Actually, I've answered them, but my show is about the signs our loved ones send us and to help people through grief. So I just want to specify. So do you want to connect with somebody on the other side?
that would be nice to connect with my dad. Hopefully he can bring me some good energy.
Okay. Sonny, you want to grab her? Or you want Melissa
yeah,
may
Vicky?
Start her writing. I may get names.
Yes.
I may get feelings. But, Sonny, it's your show tonight.
Vicky, can I know, please, thank you, Peg, darling, the first letter of your last name and your middle name?
The middle is V and the last is H.
Okay, and what is your first, your actual full middle name?
It's Victoria.
Victoria, what?
Yes.
Victoria is your middle name?
Yes.
Okay, would you mind giving me your first name?
The first name is D.
Can you spell that for me?
D-E-E, D.
D is in David, Edward?
That is correct, yes.
Okay,
she connects
here.
To the specific person, unlike the rest of us. We just, whoever comes through, so that's why she asked us.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to connect with your dad's specific spirit. Could I have his first and middle name, please?
His first is Frederick. The middle initial is A as in Anthony.
Middle, okay. First name
A,
is what?
A, the letter A. Frederick.
Frederick A. Okay. You can actually give me his full middle name.
I don't want to give that off. It's A. It's Anthony.
Oh, it's Anthony. Okay, dear. And so is he, and the first letter of his last name?
H is in Henry.
Okay. And the reason why I asked this, dear, is because, believe it or not, there's probably a lot of Frederick Anthony's up in heaven. And what date did he pass on, hon?
New Year's Eve.
So January 30th.
New Year's
31st.
Eve.
December 31st.
Yeah.
December 31st.
Day before my husband's birthday, New Year's Day.
And what year?
It's been over 20 years, so I don't know. So
this may be your Fred, because she brought Fred up last week.
Okay, you're saying no, 2014, can you give me an idea of the year?
Let me see. Oh, it's 20 years ago, so if it's 90, let me see.
Be 2004,
90,
be 20.
95, right? 94, right?
Right.
94, 95. Okay. Well, that's close enough for the angels to do this the right way. Now, what I do is I wait for them to let me know that they have your dad. Was he called Fred instead of Frederick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, and so I'm going to wait for them to bring him to me.
And Vicki, when Sonny has her private sessions, like over the phone with clients, at the time of your session, she'll ask the same questions too, so her angels will bring in the right spirit. And that's the discernment. Peggy, you had said you were wondering about discernment. That's how her angels discern who is the right spirit that's connected to you. And they had angels had told Sonny to ask for this information so they could get the right one. And that's why she's
Melissa,
so able.
So I bring people sometimes that are here. And so
yeah,
I can...
Okay, that's fine.
Anyone can come through, generally. And you never know who's going to show up, but that's why I go through them. Okay. Okay. Got it. Fred's here. He says, I'm here. And he says, I hear you. I hear you, Vicki. He called you Dee, though, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he likes that you changed your name. Was that in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. He says he likes the sound of Vicki. And he says, of course, hello, I've been with you all these years. Was there an accident recently, or was he involved in the car accident?
No.
Was there an accident that you know of, a car accident?
I think my girlfriend daughter had a car accident.
Okay, was that recent?
A couple weeks ago, yes.
Okay, this young gal, you're to let her know, or her mother know, or the girlfriend, or is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine, yeah.
Okay. but there's generally, when we have close friends or girlfriends or boyfriends or anyone we know, there is, in my belief system, they are in our soul groups. So your families would be close to theirs on the other side as well. So is there a David on the other side?
Not that I know.
Related
about.
To either you or this girlfriend that you're talking about?
I don't
what was
know.
The name?
I don't have any David,
David.
On my side now.
David.
I'm feeling an Ellen, too. I don't know why. I didn't want to improvise, but I'm feeling an Ellen. Is there an Ellen?
I'm feeling a Reginald, which makes no sense.
Reggie or Ellen?
Reginald? I don't know why.
Well, I have a dog named Reginald.
Okay,
Melissa.
Thank you. I don't know why that keeps popping up.
She's on automatic radio. Who was the Reginald dog?
I have an old English sheepdog named Reginald.
This happened last time, so I thought it was a man, and it was somebody's dog's name.
See, now she's reading you, Sonny.
I can read animals now.
Wow.
Yeah, so, Vicki?
Yeah.
Vicki, I'm getting something for your girlfriend. Might want to check with her later, find out if she's got a spirit of David on the other side, because her soul
okay.
family is close to your soul family. And Peggy said she heard an Ellen, so you might want to write that down and check
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, I tell everybody
well.
Right. It may not mean nothing now. And I've had things where I don't read myself. Actually, my own medium is going to be on my show next Tuesday, Deborah. And she's I looked at her and I'm like, what are you talking about? And 3 years later, it's happened. So write these down. It could be significant later on, okay?
Exactly.
Okay.
It can be significant later on. Okay, there's
and,
something...
Sonny,
yeah.
Melissa has a David.
My brother is David.
She read your dog, you read her David.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, these lines can cross, Vicki. There's three of us who do this, so we can cross over to each other and so forth. But let me try to key into Fred,
can I
okay?
just stop a second? I have someone on the line right now said, I have an aunt that just passed away a few years ago, and her name is Ellen. I just thought about her. So maybe I was seeing somebody else's on my chat room.
Exactly.
So this is how it works.
There's a lot
yeah.
that goes on around, but I want to try to key in on Fred for Vicki here. So let me see what else Fred says. Go ahead. Okay. Vicki, were you very young or not, maybe a teenager when your dad passed?
No.
Okay, no?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Listen, I don't worry about hearing no's at all. It doesn't throw me at all. There's something about, do you have a teenager then?
No.
No?
I had, my half-sister was a teenager, so I don't know if that's what you're picking up.
Was like
Say
she passed
again,
or was...
No, she was a teenager when our dad passed.
Okay.
And who is that to you?
My sister.
That's your sis. Okay. Well, Fred is telling me, of course, and you know this is a given, that he's been watching out for you all of these years, and that of course he loves you. He wants you to know he's proud of you.
Okay.
And I guess you've had some pretty big trials in your life as well. And really proud of the way you went, the course of the life you took, he said.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. And was there some significance to, do you have a picture of him in your living room? Or your hallway?
I do. No, I have it in the living room.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What?
I have a picture of him in the living room.
In the living room, good. Okay, and is he in a suit?
No, he's not, no.
He's not in a suit. Okay,
nope.
Something about suits, he says that somebody's keeping a suit of his. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know who would have that. Not really. I don't know who would have one of his suit. I don't know. Maybe my stepmom. I have no idea.
Okay, somebody's holding on to a suit of his. So if that verifies, what that becomes for you, when you check it out, you don't need to let me know, but somebody's holding on to a suit or some clothing of his still after all
maybe
this time.
Maybe my stepmom.
Yeah, so what you can do is check with your family and friends. Just say this lady on the radio told me that someone was keeping some clothing of dad's or something still after all these years. He said they can let that go now. But that will
let
be a confirmation and validation for you that will come through later.
Okay.
So, okay. And is there the next name I've got is a Bridget. Bridget.
Oh, my gosh. I picked the last show, a Bridget. Wow.
Living or past? Is that in relationship to you?
Bridget. I know a Bree, but not a Bridget. And
this could be literally for anyone because I'm hearing more than few voices right now. So
yeah, Oh, I have, you know what, somebody that's been on my chat room since the beginning has a Bridget.
Okay,
Me. Her name is Marsha Lynn. Okay, she says, me. That was her mother's nickname.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit difficult, I'm thinking, because we have all these open pathways here. We've got Melissa, we've got Peggy being an open pathway, and like I said, the lines are crossed. If there's only one medium, it's a little bit easier sometimes.
Yeah, because I brought up Bridget, and then Melissa brought up Fred, and it turned out to be somebody's dog, and I find that from show to show. And then Christine brought through Kay with my daughter a couple of weeks ago, and I had two Ks in a row on the show last week. So it's kind of like that cross thing with us because you've got a lot of energies coming to three mediums here, and it's this is tough. They all want to be heard, okay?
Yeah, when you open yourself, I call it being in the zone for myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I open myself up, even though I've asked for specific spirits, I will hear conversations like being at a cocktail party when all the people are talking behind you and you're having a one-on-one conversation with someone. There's still stuff going, ambient noise going on around you in other conversations. That's how I hear it, Vicki.
But
so,
that's only in an open forum, Sunny, not in a private session.
Yeah, an open forum. Yeah. When there's just one, it's a lot more clear that comes
Christine,
through.
I just got somebody on chat room right now that says that she is Kay. Another name, Kay. Her nickname is Kay. So here we go.
Well,
we got the cross.
My middle name is Kay.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Here we go again with the synchronicities. You know, you're on my birthday, all speed medium.
Yeah.
Name.
Yeah.
Sunny, my daughter.
Are you still reading, Vicki, or is...
I'm trying to. Vicki, is there something about basketball that you had in relation with your dad, basketball?
No. He played... sports, but not basketball.
I'm sorry?
He played sports, but not basketball.
Okay. Okay.
I have another K coming up, too, now. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be...
No, I know. Well, I'm going to let her focus in on the caller right now, please.
Yeah. Okay, Fred, go ahead. Okay. This is nutty. Was your dad in the business professions?
No. No.
Okay, so he was just a regular guy, not in a business profession. Okay.
Correct. Okay.
And do you have a brother?
I have a few brothers, yes.
Okay. Was the eldest brother given your dad's watch?
Maybe my stepbrother got it. My stepmom probably gave it to her son.
But you don't know?
No, I don't know, no.
Okay. You might want to check after the phone call or tonight or tomorrow and find out. He says he's still got the watch. He's still got the watch. It's an older brother, not a younger brother. Okay. I'm trying to focus here.
Sonny, you know, you might be getting a cross connection. My oldest brother died. He was a businessman, head of IBM, and he got my father's clock. So I'm wondering if we're getting more.
Also, Vicki, I need to let you know that I've never done this before with more than one, more than myself being the only
that's
medium
okay.
there. So,
that's
okay.
Yeah,
I
a lot
just,
of energy
I,
coming.
And I honestly am very much trying to focus and I just want her to know that I'm doing my best, sweetheart.
I thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to zone out, Sonny, so I'm not accepting any spirit.
Okay.
I'll try and do the same thing.
Okay. He's telling me about some colored different vases or glass vases or glass bottles. Do you collect those?
No, I don't.
Or do you have it?
All right, here we go. I bought a brand new glass vase I brought in tonight.
Well, there we are.
How much energy do you have on this phone call?
I know, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't the best
night. I don't know if I can do this because
it doesn't sound like workable. There's just too much.
It sounds like it's not going to work for me.
Chiming in.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
Thank you very much for trying.
I'm not even reading. I'm just feeling what you're saying.
But I think
this
the
is
spirits
crazy.
Around you, Peggy, are really strong, and they're Sonny's picking up on their thoughts.
You know what it is? I've never done this before with more, like I said, the medium there. It's a little bit difficult to focus and clarify what I'm hearing versus the connection that you and I have and Melissa has. I don't know. It certainly was worth trying.
I apologize. I can't help it.
It's
just, like I said, I'm totally shutting down. I'm trying my best to shut down because I'm not getting anything now. But now you're obviously bringing in my brother because he fit the T to that. And I just brought the vase in 10 minutes before the show because I didn't want it to break. So
I'll be darned. I apologize. That's okay.
Your
fault, sweetheart, it's worth a try because now I know future reference that it's going to be difficult. So, some things we can do and some things we can't do. That's all.
Yeah.
No problem. Hold on just a second before you take another call. I'm going to ask my angels to just give me some info, period, and we'll see who that applies to, okay?
Yeah.
And then we can confirm that with you and Melissa and Peggy.
Okay.
We can confirm those kinds of things. And that way we will have a little bit of discussion about what's going on. too.
Yeah,
okay?
We're down to about 11 minutes, girls, for the show. So actually, I found out even if the show goes off on here, if you're on the phone, hold on, we can go longer. So if you girl, ladies are willing to go a little bit longer, we can do this. But you won't hear it on here. You'd have to call in now to the show at 347-838-9201 if we're going to continue readings, okay? Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Another name that's coming through to me, and I don't know who it has to do with at all, is Mickey. And I have a dog named Mickey. M-I-C-K-E-Y. Came through like Mickey Mouse, very clear. This is someone
again.
On the other side. He passed
again.
Away.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Peggy, I'm getting it for you then.
Well, it's a woman. She passed away about 2 years ago. I've known since I was young. And she actually lived in the same house with my brother that died.
When she passed, was she in her 60s?
50s.
Early 50s or late 50s?
Early.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Let me
and
see
just
what
happened,
she...
just around now, 2 years ago. And she lived, her parents own a duplex, and before my brother bought his house, he lived in their duplex on one side, and her family lived on the other, and we reconnected where I'm living now. Yes, Mickey.
Okay, and have you ever seen her, Peggy, because she said you saw her.
Well, I saw her right before she died, yes.
Okay.
Not since she died. Oh, yes, I did. I had, a dream visit with her, but it wasn't a good one. We did not get along well. We kind of had a sweet-sour relationship over the years, but I've known her since I was young, since I was probably before I got sick and started developing, since I was about 8 years old.
Well, your relationship with her on the other side, of course, is different.
Oh, of course. I mean, all is forgiven.
Yeah,
all is forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's telling me, I'm going to go with this with her, with you. That,
okay.
You know she's doing fine. And does she have a limp?
Does she have a what?
Did she have a limp? L-I-M-P.
Did she have a
limp?
No. No. Not that I remember.
Okay. Okay. Then there's another spirit coming through that had a limp and wants someone to know that they're walking well now and they're fine.
Marcus, my son was having trouble walking before he died from cystic fibrosis because he ended up with cirrhosis and needed a double lung and liver transplant, and he had extreme trouble walking at the end. He was falling a lot. He made a joke like he was cool, like he was, you know, Puff Daddy or something with the walk because he was having trouble walking. So maybe it's Marcus.
Yeah.
And Tutu keeps popping up on my Facebook. Tutu messes, and that's him. He died on 2-2. He was 22, and he died on 2-2-11, and that was my numbers for the past 30 years. So, and he died at 9-22. So that is a big connection with him. So he's always around. Marcus is a spirit guide, even though he's my son.
And my birthday
is
2-2, February 2nd.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. Here we go, synchronicity. Sonny and I have the same birthday, and your birthday's 2-2 on the day my son died. Here we go again.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Oh, my. You know, it's all planned, people. You can't make this up. We have about 7 minutes, like I said. We can go for almost an hour. I don't know.
Is Marcus involved with a Matthew?
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to be human. The two episodes with me at the dock prior to Easter... Both in, oh, my God, my whole body went chills. Oh, my, I'm about ready to cry. I'm sorry. Now here I go, human. My episodes with the doc, with the Easter, the 2 years in a row, I told you some of the stories about the signs involved, two guys named Matthew, a year apart. I'm sorry.
Is that right? Okay, so this is Marcus. So we got Marcus. Let's be happy about
that. Bring
him
on, because we got time, girls. What does he want me to know now? Drive me crazy.
Peggy, he says you lost all your memories in the physical way, but he's telling me, he says, of course you know you can't ever lose your memories in your heart. That's what he said to me.
I know that.
Mom,
I
you can't lose the memories that are in your heart. So he says,
and he won't let me bothering me. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding
yeah.
about it. He's
yeah.
always around me.
Okay. And
does he have a message?
He said he sent you flowers recently from someone that could be on a greeting card or literal flowers that you received recently from someone. It could be someone gave you a plant with flowers.
I gave her flowers on Mother's Day.
She gave me flowers on Mother's Day. She took me out on Mother's Day, Melissa.
Okay.
And I don't really
Melissa,
get flowers.
You were influenced. Not only did you get those, Peggy, from Melissa, but Melissa was influenced by Marcus to get the particular colors of the flowers.
Yeah, I got really bright neon colors for her.
Because they were significant to your mom. To my mom. Those were significant to my mom. Okay, we got
Marcus.
Yeah, she had
orange flowers.
Okay.
But I never see orange flowers, and my kitchen is a Brady Bunch kitchen part of it still, and I have orange from Micah on my counters, and I love it because it's different. Everybody loves my kitchen because they said it just shows a lot of peace in there when they come into my house. So that
yeah.
really, I was like, gosh, those flowers match my kitchen decor. It was amazing. Mother's Day, like I said, I don't celebrate in 12 years since my daughter died, and it was a hard one, and she took me out for brunch and gave me flowers and a card, a beautiful Mother's Day card. I've not received a card or flowers since my children died.
The predominant color, Peggy, on the card was a blue,
mm-hmm.
the predominant color.
It was
on
more
card,
like
yes.
a purple, like it had butterflies
that's
on it.
With my books and my favorite color, yes.
Yeah.
And I keep my deck next to the...
It was a purplish blue, yeah, and it had butterflies on it because that was the symbol
okay.
from her daughter.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, okay. Okay.
Okay, everybody, human side, psychic or not, I'm human. Maybe this is letting people know that I hurt. Wow. I'm
okay.
sorry, I don't mean to get emotional. I didn't expect to get red tonight, guys. Thank
That's
you.
That's okay. You're welcome. He says he and Meg, of course, are together, and he says, you know, they're very proud of you. They're very proud of you. They said,
thank you,
Sonny,
for making it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If there was ever anyone who could get through what you had to deal with in life, and this is what he is saying, it would be my mom.
Aw, that's beautiful.
I'm sorry. I've never
seen how strong you are. I have that as my aunt. I'm lucky.
Yeah. He said it would be my mom, and he says, and you know, she was my best friend.
I'm sorry.
Aww, that's so sweet.
I'm sorry. I've never done this before. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said she was my best friend, and she needs to know that. And he says also, even though I was a tough guy sometimes, I
oh my
absolutely,
God, he was terrible.
I want her to know I respected her in every way.
Aww.
And was really proud of her.
Oh, my God. I had a dream visit for the first time with both the other night after 12 years, and they both
yeah.
came to me, told me I was
wow.
proud, and I went to heaven. I wasn't here, and I went there, and they hugged me, and he looked at me and goes, Mom, you know I do love you.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
They
you
always
know, have. You know, I know it's
the best mom.
Oh, but
you know?
I just see my human side. Thank you. Sonny,
and
I
apologize. There's something else. He's talking about peace. T-E-E-T-H. Keith.
Oh, my gosh. Keith. Okay.
Is that any significance?
It is. Yeah. What about?
Okay. He says, don't worry about it. That's what he's saying.
About Keith.
I think I know what that means. I think I get that.
About the teeth thing?
Yeah, with you.
I think it's. I had to have dental surgery and root canals removed, and I had put it off because it could have killed me, but he was so sick I couldn't have it done, and I'm still working
mm-hmm.
on it. I have temporary things, issues right now with it. And
yeah,
I don't think it's so much.
You need to get that done, honey. You need to get it done.
I know,
done.
But it's going
to.
Anybody got 30,000? Send it too. I sound like Soupy.
Yeah. Oh.
We have 90 seconds left. So, guys, here on, but we can keep going. If you're on the phone now, we will still be able to answer calls. I just have to let the listeners know as I have my little breakdown. Thank you, sorry, I love you. So stay on, and we'll keep on going.
Okay, that's okay. I really want to thank all the listeners who listened in hoping for a reading from me. Sorry it didn't work out. I didn't realize we were going to be doing this all together.
Well, you know, we have our Ask the Angel show the first Tuesday of the month. So perhaps
if
they
call
in, they
could
get
month.
A reading on that show.
Yeah,
yep.
You can listen in to our shows, which is on Blog Talk Radio, Ask ASK, The Angels is the show, and it's on the first Tuesday of the month.
The
for
show
Tuesday of the month,
Ask
and
the
Angels Christine
show.com.
Mm-hmm.
The first Tuesday.
Please tune
into the
their show. It's awesome, guys. Okay, and we're going to keep on doing readings. And we got 26 seconds left here. But if you're on hold right now, we're going to be able to get to some more of you because they said they're willing to hang on for a little bit. So, and I'm sorry about me breaking, and Christine and Sonny, I apologize, but I guess maybe.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm so thrilled for you. So. Let's go on with the reading.
Yeah, I want to hear
it. Hold on. We're going to still continue the reading. On the phone. Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We're
going to
take another caller.
Thank
you. Thank
you, everybody,
and
for listening. If you're just listening on your computer, maybe you should call in real quick and so you can listen.
No, it's too late. We're on record now.
Oh, it's
too late.
We've
got 20 calls here. We're going to take a few. Okay, let's see who's
been
on the long.
Well, is your son finished yet? I mean,
is he done? Is there anything
else
you want me to know?
I don't want to interrupt him if he's
not. Marcus, are you finished here?
And thank you. I need that message. I love him so much. I love them both.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy.
He says, tell my mom I love her. Tell my mom I love her. And something about his tennis shoes.
His sneaker, well, not tennis shoes, his sneakers. He was a sneaker guru.
He loved shoes.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do with them? I got a million pairs left. I haven't gotten rid of them. I gave this.
Yeah, he says you can let them go, hon.
Okay,
because
I've given my grandson, who was her son, 5 years younger than him. They were 5 years apart, my grandson and him. And I've given him some, but some friends have asked me for shoes in memory of him so I can give them to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Sonny, thanks so much for this. I'm kind of embarrassed, but not in a way because I'm glad
don't be embarrassed
in
how you
human
feel ever. You know,
he was really strong and wanting to come through. He really wanted to talk to you because he was just the loudest there. So he really wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, actually, my brother who. It's kind of ironic because every time I've had a session with my medium, Deborah, who will be on next week, my brother is too busy because he's still working, businessman. He was the head of IBM in our area in Westchester. He was a boss. And he was too busy. He's too busy on the other side. And it's ironic that you brought him through today in the vase, which I just brought in right before the show. So that was them. He was leading to Marcus, and thank you. But enough with me. Thank you, Marcus. I love you, and thank you for the dream visit with you and Meg, and thanks, Sonny and Chris. Christine, you guys are awesome.
Well, you know what?
Hang
before
on,
he goes, I'd like to ask who the Kate was, K-A-T-E, who visited me to...
Well, I told you when I wrote back to you, the only two Kates over there, they were both considered K, like my listeners that had plugged in, too. My husband's aunt, who was very close to Aunt K, we called her, and my
ex-boyfriend... I know Kate. My coworker is a Kate.
Yeah, but this is somebody I think, I don't know. Sonny, is he still there? Can you ask
for me,
him with Kate?
Oh,
visit?
Okay,
yeah.
For you. I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
Marcus
wants
to say, Peggy, she's writing. I'm not looking at the chat room anymore at all. I can't keep up there, so let people know.
Okay.
But he says, the angel said, Marcus wants to say that he's okay. He's great. And he wants his mom to know that even though she already knows this, that he's completely healed. He's completely healed, and he's going to come through to you to confirm this. that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that. He's going to come through either to probably dream visit. He says dream visit.
Well, that's what he did the other night. He told me no more cystic fibrosis to both of them. They told me no more. And I remember the dream was the first dream I've ever remembered. And I never remember except for, like, nightmares with the two of them and rehashing through the sickness and funeral till the other night, a few nights ago, they both came through and we sat in a garden like in heaven where I felt that I went there for the first time ever. I've never gone there before.
And then the sky. I remember when I called you from the sky when I was babysitting, the sky looked pink and it looked like heaven. It didn't look like a real sky. And I took a picture of it and I sent it to Peggy and I was like, this looks like heaven right here, and I sent her the picture.
Wow.
I really want to stress this for anyone listening in on the phone. If you have dreams that are not comforting, they don't come from God, and I'm going to do the old, what you need to learn how to do is to rebuke. It's an old Christian way of saying it, but even if you are semi-conscious from having a bad dream, rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all you have to say. I rebuke
but
Satan in the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray for the armor against all evil things around me through Jesus Christ with the help of Archangel Michael. I pray that prayer every day.
Yeah.
And I've had dreams those
you
could, that were
you have to do it every minute sometimes, honey. You know, I cannot tell you how many times Christine and I do it in our dreams.
Yeah.
We can literally do it in our dreams.
I do it
and then all through the day.
Yeah, I have to, like, there's a couple times where I've been so tired with some things going on lately, I may have forgot to have done it, which I usually pray every day. There's no set time, whether before I sleep or when I first get up, or sometimes when I just go sit on my deck. But
Peggy,
I want to increase my prayers.
It's important to do it before you go to bed at night, because that's when you're so open to all types of spirits visiting you.
Yeah,
you usually do it before you go to bed every night.
Even if you're not Christian, it works. Even if you're not a Christian, it works. Because God is in control of everything anyway, in terms of what he's able to change about happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. Some people don't necessarily. It's still something where you can stop those kinds of dreams from happening. It's
well, thank you, guys. And I can't believe this is, like I said, this is like my 20th show. I sit there and listen to other people break down. Sonny, you broke me tonight, but in a good way. Thank you again.
See,
I tell
you all the time how strong you are. See, now you can see.
It's not about
that's
the,
awesome.
You know what? I feel blessed. God has blessed me with. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I think you're so strong.
There's a little 5-second delay for us, or a 3-second delay, so it sounds like to anyone listening in that we're talking over each other. I promise we're not, but because of the delay, it sounds like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just want to let you know
that
chat room is still on. If you're still on, called in. I have a lot of people telling me that this show they found to be absolutely amazing, and thanking you and Christine and Sonny tonight also, and they love the show. I'm very blessed to have you on.
Yeah, we're so lucky.
Really
you guys are amazing.
You are. You're off the hook.
There's another name that's coming through. The angels tell me that Sherry, Sherry, wants to come through. Sherry wants to come through for someone. No, I don't
know. The only
know
Sherry
for
I
knew
is my father's drink, and I hated it.
I don't know
my
Sherry.
Well, my father would always like, do you want some Sherry?
No.
So if anybody out there knows a Sherry, I'm going to put that
on
the chat room.
Sherry is on the other side. I believe that she just, maybe in the last year or two, crossed over. Her name might have been Cheryl Lynn, Sherry, Cherie, if there's anybody listening in on the radio, it could be any form of that name, but what was written down was Sherry, but again, it could be Cheryl Lynn, a Cheryl Lynn, a Sherry, anything of that, you know, kind of sort. But she
would it be
come
Shirley?
Through.
My aunt, my middle name is Shirley.
We
my
know
aunt
a Shirley.
Shirley.
Yeah, I know a Shirley also that I worked with.
It was my aunt,
yeah.
And she died. She was the one that began with the 22 started popping back in the 70s. My aunt that my middle name was after, Shirley. Could it be Shirley?
Melissa?
Yeah.
Let me ask you about your Sherry, Shirley.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. She's being more specific with me now. Sherry H. H is in Harry. Sherry H.
No, mine is a Shirley A, so that's definitely not her.
Okay, this is a Shirley H. Sherilyn Sheree Shirley something. She passed in the last...
My aunt was his aunt also.
This would be the last couple of years.
The only thing is her sister was my neighbor, my Aunt Shirley, and died in November. And she was a victim of Hurricane Sandy and had to move and died a few months later, a year later. I was very close to my aunt's sister. Even though my aunt was married to my mom's brother, her sister passed and lived next door to me when I moved in. I had no idea she lived here.
Okay, well, I'll go with that because I'll go with the most obvious. That they're all together. That's part of your soul family. Then we're still with your family, Peggy.
I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, Christine and Sonny. Don't hate me for this.
God wanted to bless you, so just accept the gift and don't apologize.
Yeah.
I've had many people on my chat room saying, "Peggy, it's your turn to be read."
Did she have an aneurysm?
Shirley had cancer that started one place and it spread through her body and killed her, just like my grandmother. It metastasized and went all through her brain.
Okay, but it wasn't a stroke.
No,
the one
but it's
that
kind of
I
ironic.
Knew had a stroke. Who died?
I have a friend come visiting this weekend that had an aneurysm, a guy friend of mine. He's coming to see me Friday. I haven't seen him in quite a few years. He's coming to visit me.
All right. Did your Aunt Shirley call you by a nickname, Peggy?
Pain in the butt. No, no, nitwit like my father. She called me all different names. Like, well, you know what? My real name is Margaret. I never go by it, named after my grandmother, which would have been her mother-in-law. But sometimes they call me Maggie, like they called my grandmother, but I don't go by Maggie. So she might be calling me Maggie. But I was named Margaret Shirley after my grandmother and her mother-in-law, which was my mother's mother.
I see. Okay, well, then probably this does apply to you as well. She says, now I'm going to give you a strange thing that I'm hearing from her, marbles. Now, do you know what that is?
Yep,
marbles.
She smoked. Marbles or Marlboro? Oh, marbles. Oh, my gosh. Not the cigarette. I know what it is. My grandmother, I was just about three when my grandmother died, I was named after, and she used to have a candy jar on her dresser sour ball candies that looked like marbles. And right before she died, the night before she died, as sick as she was, my grandmother looked up and we were all around her bed, including my Aunt Shirley, and I said, "Grandma, the candy." She goes, "Give Peggy in the jar, give her her candies." And my other grandmother had a marble eye. She lost her eye to glaucoma, and I used to think when kids play with marbles, it was terrible because my grandmother had back then that's what they put in there, a marble for the eye.
I remember that candy store that you told me, too. I knew exactly what you were going to say.
What candy store?
The candy story about the little candy ball.
Oh, about Grandma giving me that last...
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
As sick as she was, it was 7 hours died. She wanted me to have them.
So those who are listening in, when one word is given to me, and it has significance to the person hearing it, what that is a validation, strictly a validation or a confirmation that it's them. In other words, how Peggy could relate the word marble to her grandmother's eye and the other marble candy is significant to Peggy, which may not have been significant to anyone else. It act that when they give one word pictures, phrases, well, one word is not a phrase, but a word, and it has a significant, it works to be an affirmation or a confirmation. So if you and I had a session one-on-one, then the marbles would have significance to the person that I'm doing the reading for. And that's
and
why...
The my other grandmother, so that would have been both my grandmothers, but that candy jar with my grandmother that died related to Shirley was they looked like marbles. They were like considered like the hard candies now or something, but I think they used to call them marble candy.
Okay, so that's just your confirmation, you know, and your validation that the grandmothers and Shirley are all together. They're with Marcus. They're with Meg. And your whole family is around here, Peg. It's just, it's unbelievable. And
well, that's what my wig told me. She goes, Peggy, I have never, in all my sense, I don't remember people because she's actually going to be with her group in California. She travels all over. She's like five in the country. And she says, I'm doing your show. And ironically, she's doing my show. After all this time, I've come on 2-2, July 22nd. And the picture I put on of her, I didn't realize it. I looked at the date, was taken on 2-22. So
okay,
it's all
and
meant.
Go ahead, dear.
And she said to me, out of everybody she's read, and she's read thousands, I've always stuck in her mind. And she goes, I have never, I mean, you have so many, every time she reads me on the other side, and none of them want to hold back. They all just want to come at me like crazy people. She has a really difficult time reading me because of all of them. They won't stay back. They won't stay back.
Yeah.
But Marcus and Ass has become a powerhouse. He pushes everybody to the side, and that's him. I want to talk.
He's strong like you.
Yeah, he's my little...
Oh, go ahead, dear.
No, I just said he's my little clone.
I have more to tell you.
Oh, I'm loving it.
They said you're going to have boxes of books.
Good.
And... Hold on a second.
That must be her next bestseller in the books.
Yeah,
I've got my more books coming out.
Okay, here's the next name that comes. Warren. W-A-R-R-E-N. Warren.
Warren is a friend on this side who lost his best friend, who was like the guy I went to who was my age, who died of cystic fibrosis when he was 41. And though even when my kids were sick, and I worked with the CF Foundation and was on Regis Philbin show as a guest with Kathy Lee years ago in the 80s, Warren, when I had no one to go to, when everybody else came to me, I went to Warren's best friend, Al, Little Al we called him, when I needed to talk to somebody with CF who was my age. So that may be the connection with Warren.
And Warren is living, and Al has passed?
Al has passed, yes. Al passed when he was 41, so 19 years.
Okay, well, of course, you know he's in your soul group. So Al is saying hello to Warren and to you.
Okay, I'll tell him.
To Warren and to you.
He kept me together. He kept me together because, like I said, everybody came to me with me being on TV and all my spokesperson things and what have you that I did for others. When I was down and out, I would call Al, who was Warren's best friend, and like his brother or father to him.
Okay. Well, you need just let him know that Al is doing fine. He's okay. And he says, he loves him. And, he says he'll see him when he gets here.
I haven't seen Warren in years. Dead or alive, so I can contact somebody tomorrow to see if Warren's still around. I would assume he is.
Yeah.
He's military, and he's been with the National Guard for years. So that I used to bump into him when he was on, you know, off duty. So when I see Warren, I'm sure he'll be happy because we used to talk after Al died, and he was so... upset and so heartbroken. So that would be good for him.
Well, a lot of times when we haven't talked to certain people and the spirits would like us to get in touch again, there's a reason that it's going to be a benefit to both. if you do.
Okay, now you're seeing like tons of books, you said. Do you think it's my books that are coming out, or Marcus just say, Mom, pound that book out for me, because everybody's been on my case. Like, Peg, when are you going to put these books out? What do you think
that
means?
Yeah, they're saying they said you have boxes of books. Boxes
right.
of books. You
I
know.
Still have boxes of book signings, so maybe they want me to do more book signings?
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, because I've done a few. And
yeah.
I helped my son out that's going through something right now. Every penny that I made, I just helped him out. But my son needs a lot of help because he needs surgery right now. And my other son, it's not going to kill him, but it's preventing him from living. Okay, so maybe if I get some book signings, I can help him more to get the surgery he needs.
That would be great, honey.
Yep.
Okay, so Peggy, let's move on to another name that came through that may or may not have relation to you, and that's Molly. Okay. M-O-L-L-Y. Molly. And also there's a May. Molly May.
Mary May or May?
Molly May, M-A-E.
Okay, I had owned my own home care business for years, and I took care of a lady named Mary Maui, who owned Maui, everybody knows in Westchester here, the oil company. She was a lovely woman. I took care of her for quite a while, and she was one of my favorite patients, Mary Maui. But the other name, May, my daughter Meg was originally, because I'm a Margaret, my mother-in-law was a Margaret, I'm Peg, she was March. I was going to name my daughter Maggie May after the song because that was her father in my song, but everybody talked me out of it and said, call her Meg. So maybe it's Meg trying to come through with the Maggie May or May?
Yeah, Molly May. And it could be two separate spirits, yeah. But I wanted to see if they related to you.
The lady I took care of and who I always thought about, I loved her. I loved her. She was just a very interesting, powerful woman, and she just amazed me. And the May thing I can relate to with my daughter died in May also, but she was going to be Maggie May. So maybe it's two different ones coming through.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. Amazing.
Okay.
Do you want to bring on another caller, or do you have any more?
You know, I think it's too difficult, Sonny, with...
It's going to be too difficult that way, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay.
So the significance
I apologize
to
about
Peggy.
That. You know, we hate...
Don't apologize for anything. Everything happens
for
a reason.
Way. I just feel bad. But I mean, it's my show, but it was your show tonight, and I didn't do anything purposeful. Interrupt, but you've brought me a little more peace tonight, you guys, and I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, I think
God bless
what God wanted for you, Peggy. He wanted you to feel peace. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
Just
accept
it and don't feel guilty about it. It was God's blessing to you. He knew you needed it, and you deserve it. So I'm glad it happened.
You know what a lot of chat room are saying? Yeah, it's your time, Peg. You know, you
That's
keep giving and giving and giving, which everybody tells me.
Right.
And my connection to both of you, I mean, you know, like I said, Christine, your birthday is the same day as my son's passing, my 2-2. And Sonny, you and I have the same birthday. I don't know if it's the same year. You know, I divulge mine. It's 53.
We
don't
want to tell that, do we? We
That's okay. I'm good with that. People don't. But anyhow,
I'm 65 years old and proud of it.
Well, you know what? I'll be 61 September 7th. I was born in 53, and I'm proud of it, too. And you know what? This is definitely another show with synchronicity to have. You know, Christine, I really had no idea your birthday was February 2nd, and I just happened on yours when I was trying to get your biography, Sonny. And I said, oh, my gosh, we have the same birthday, you know.
Mm.
And Virgo's rock, you know. And I just can't believe this. So this is just another validation to me that you both were meant to be on the show tonight with the
Yeah, well,
here.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It was such a delight.
Yeah, thank
I really
you.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed having
a cup of coffee with you and Melissa and with
Sonny.
So it was fun.
Thank you, guys. And again, you know, we have listeners, just tell them both your names, your show again, where they can find you, the names of both your books. I'll let Christine start. And then, Sonny, you tell them your book and where they can find it.
Okay, well, this is Christine Dumeniak, and you can find everything about me on my website at www.christinedumeniak.com. And the name of my two books are...
Spell your name.
Dumeniak. And the name of my books are Heaven Talks to Children and God's Gift of Love, After Death Communications. And they're both for grievers, and especially and Heaven Talks to Children is really for adults and children who have a spiritual gift. And also there's a lot of grieving tips on there, too, and the purpose of why we're here. And what else? Oh, and Sunny and I have a radio show the first Tuesday of every month called Ask the Angels. So just do a little search and you'll find it, or you'll find it on our websites. And I'm a certified grief recovery specialist. And Sunny, it's your turn.
My book is Glimpses of Heaven from the Angels Who Live There, and it can be found on even though they've closed, Borders.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. I even found it on Walmart and a Kmart books website.
And both of our books are in Kindle and the Nook. So.
Yes, also they can download them. They're about $10 on Kindle and Nook, for Kindles and Nook.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw in here that I rarely get first and last names, but I've gotten two, and I don't know where they come from or who they're for. One is James Bartell, and the other is William Masters. So if there's anyone that knows that James Bartell or William Masters, speak up or forever hold your peace.
Okay, let me... Martell it is? Martell, M-A-R-T-E-L-L?
It was Bartell, but that's... I heard it as Bartell. It can be
okay,
Martell.
Okay, let me put this on here. James Bartell or... What's the other one?
William Masters.
Okay,
M-A-S-T-E-R-S. Now... Sometimes I can't hear, and the same as on the telephone when you have to spell things out sometimes because you can't tell what the letters are. If I hear it as a Bartell, it could be Martell, Cartell,
mm-hmm.
Fartell, but it is the Artell part of it that's important. And the Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, William Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S.
On the site, I had two people on the chat. I put it out there, and let's see if anybody's... Oh, okay. By one that's been on the most, and was the most, she says, I have a son named James who just got a master's degree.
Well, I got the name James before, so this may have something for Marsha Lynn, possibly.
Okay. Is there a message?
Would you ladies very much mind if I go now? Because
Oh, no, Christine. No, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry to keep you so long. I didn't plan on
doing this. Oh, no. I enjoyed every bit of it. But
I would love any time in the next few months if you'd like to come back on. And I promise
so
I will put tape on my mouth and over my ears and eyes. You know, evil speak no evil. So you guys can read
it's
people
been a
delight. And tell us more about you. I love
you
guys.
So much,
thank
Peggy.
You.
I really
much.
Enjoyed it. Love you too. Okay,
me too.
Good night,
and
you.
I'm looking forward to your show.
Love
thank
you,
honey.
I'm going
to
stay on a few
okay.
more minutes.
Yes, I think you should, Sonny. You know, so okay. Good night, Melissa. Good night, Sonny. Good night, Peggy. Bye bye.
Good night,
thank
sweetheart.
Bye bye.
Love
Namaste.
You, Munchkin. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Sonny. Oh, and my chat room is telling Christine goodnight and hugs to her. And I still have people on
wants to have a private session, they can go to my website, which is sunnywells.com. S as in Sam, U as in Uncle, and N I. That's how I spell it, with no E on the
double
end.
N's.
Just Sunny, S U N N I. W E L L E S as in Sam. So it's Wells
okay.
with an E S at the end, and it's sunnywells.com. And there's, you can look over to, you feel comfortable if you want to have a session. There's a link button there on the appointments page, and you'll figure it out from that point on.
And I just want to say, Melissa, because we've lost Melissa now, too, so it's just you and me, kid.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
People are, thank you, Sunny, and I guess they're going to go to your site and hear your show. We have
okay.
about one, two, let's see. We have four other callers. Do you want them now that maybe one, some of the energy shut down with Melissa being off, do you want to try another caller to see if we can get something? Or?
It might be worth the effort just to know for sure whether we can do it, you know.
I've had 9336 holding on for almost 40 minutes. So we're going to take, I need your first name and the state or the country you're from because we are international. So that's all I need and your question. And like I said, pertaining to our crossed over loved ones, not about relationship questions here. Okay, thank you. Even though I did that last week and I caught holy heck for it. Okay. Okay, hold on. Hello, hon. Oh. Can we have your first name and your where you're from?
Brenda, and I'm from Tennessee.
Did you want to speak to Sunny?
Yeah, actually, yes, I do. I have spoken with Sunny before, so.
What is your first name, sweetheart?
Linda?
Brenda, yes.
Linda from Tennessee. Linda, what's
right.
your middle name, honey?
Hey.
Oh, that I remember. Okay, we all have the same name. The
yeah.
middle name Kay. And the first letter of your last name?
R.
Okay. And we're speaking with whom here?
My son Timothy.
Okay. His middle name?
Arnold.
I'm sorry?
Arnold.
Arnold?
Yes.
And the letter of his last name?
R.
R. And when did he pass, dear?
October 18th, 2010.
Okay. And your city and state?
Christiana, Tennessee.
Christiana, Tennessee. Okay.
I want to let the callers know we probably have less than a half an hour left, so if you get cut off, then that's it. I have no control over that, so we're going to try to do the best we can, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, I'm gonna wait for the angels here to bring Timothy through. Okay. Okay, he's already here. Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm fine. Missing you.
How are you? He says, you know I miss you. He says, you know I miss you. And he says, you'll be taking a trip.
Okay.
Does that have significance?
I've been pondering, so I have
yeah,
some ideas.
Okay, you'll be taking the trip. You'll be taking the trip.
Okay.
He says it will be very relaxing, he says.
Oh, good. That's what I need.
okay. And he says, okay, Linda, did you recently buy a necklace and some earrings that match?
I was given a necklace, but not with the earrings. I was given a necklace in his honor.
Oh, okay. But there's some mention of earrings because he's writing it again. There are earrings also.
I just bought some earrings, but they don't really—they don't match the necklace.
Okay,
that may be from me. I just got butterfly earrings from a friend of mine that I didn't expect.
I don't think they're supposed to match. I don't. Maybe that was me. Hold on a second. Let me just clarify here. Okay, the necklace did have something to do with him specifically, and he was just mentioning earrings. So he was with you. Did you buy the earrings in a smaller shop other than a big store like Macy's?
Actually, I'm trying to remember where I got them from. I think I got them from Penny's.
Okay. Okay. He's clarifying. There's something about pearls.
I do.
Pearls.
I have them in my, actually, I have them in my ears right now.
Okay.
And I did buy these in a smaller store. Actually, it was Old Navy, and it was a smaller Old Navy than what I usually shop at.
Exactly. There was this. He was actually letting me know that. So, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That's awesome.
Okay. So he was with you when that was happening. Okay. And there's also mention. I don't know how to take this. This could be sewing, or it could be somebody getting their hair done. But the word that comes through is weave. W-E-A-V-E. I suppose it could be a car weaving out of a lane also.
No, well, I just got my hair done 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, then that has significance for you, too. So he's aware of that. He says you look pretty.
Aw.
You look pretty, Mom.
Thank you.
Okay. And he says, are your eyes blue, Linda?
Am I what?
Are your eyes blue?
Yes, they are.
Okay. He says, your hair is a... Is it brown with the blue eyes? Looks good.
Oh, awesome.
Is that you?
Yes, it's a light brown, yes.
Light brown with your blue eyes, he says.
Yeah.
So we're clear on that. Good. We're doing a little better. Maybe it was Melissa's heavy duty mediumistic influence that was
she's much
good.
More powerful than me. She really is much more powerful than me. You know, I get more channeling.
So,
the automatic writing. She hits it right on the nose the whole time. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Okay, Linda, have I mentioned to you before about the ring that you wear?
No, I don't think you have.
There's some. my cat just walked to me and started like half asleep, meowing at me. There's something about a turquoise ring.
Okay, so I don't have a turquoise ring.
I do.
Okay, Peggy. It could be.
I'm sorry.
Peggy,
I'm trying to clear. And everybody loves that ring.
Okay. Yes, Jeannie. Okay. Okay. Tim says, Mom, you know, I hear everything you say. You know, the general, hello, I'm here. He hears your prayers. And he's signing his name, Timmy.
I used to tease him and call him Timmy and just say it in a way that would really just kind of make him laugh.
Okay, yeah. So he signed it Timmy. He says, I just send my love and let Mom know I'm with her. And so he's aware of what you're doing, getting your hair done and all of that.
Right. Do you remember a couple weeks ago on Christine's site that you had given me a reading about a gift that he facilitated for me from heaven, and it was a rocking chair? Do you remember that?
To be honest, and I always have to be, tell me more.
Okay. When you did my reading it's probably been about a month ago, and it was on your show, and you told me that Tim, I was getting a gift, and that Tim played a part in me getting that gift. Well, I had gone on the Internet after the show, and I was going through my emails, and I had won a rocking chair from a contest I had entered for Mother's Day.
Yes, I do recall. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I got the rocking chair, and I've got it all put together, and I posted pictures of it. But that was the gift that Tim had facilitated for me to win from heaven, and I was just, like, amazed, totally amazed at that.
Oh, that's wonderful,
awesome.
Honey. That's wonderful,
yeah.
Honey. I'm so glad. Yeah.
I cried.
Girl,
I cry. I still cry.
Yeah.
I
we're running out of time now, so I'm going to have to say goodnight.
Okay, sweetheart, we'll both get off at the same time. Linda,
I want to say hello to you, Sonny. She says you go way back with her. She's been on the show the whole night.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know, her Marshall, and says, love and God bless you, too. I go way back with Christine and Sonny. Very lovely to hear your reading tonight. Please tell Sonny when she's done with this reading, I send her warm wishes and love, and, of course, to you, too, Peggy.
Oh, that's
I've never
sweet.
Met her
Thank
before.
You so much, honey.
Yep.
Okay, we'll probably both sign off at the same time. But Linda, the bottom, the last thing he wrote is he said, "Mom, you were the best."
Oh, thank you. I love him so
yes.
much.
Yeah. And I don't know who this is for or who this is to. It'll be the last word that I'm taking from any spirits. But somebody is chiming in eyebrows. EYEDROWS. Eyebrows. So take that with you, whoever knows what that means. and I'll say goodnight. Peggy, it's been a pleasure. God bless you, sweetheart.
Oh, Sonny, you too. And like I said, you guys are welcome to come on anytime. I'd love to do this again see if we can... Listen, I can shut down our energies. You guys have been great. I absolutely adore you. And I wish you the best.
Thank you
and of course,
so much. Thank you so much, sweetheart. And God bless you. And just remember, Peg, all that we go through that we were talking about earlier, it's all for a reason. We get stronger in strength, and it gives us a chance to tell other people about the miracles of God in Christ. So
That's what my plan is, and that's what I'm doing. And I thank you for reinforcing that, because still there's some people out there with my books and my fundraisers and just don't get me yet. So, and you just summed it up in a nutshell. And God bless you, Sonny. Thank you for your work. And I wish you were close. We could celebrate our birthdays together.
Well, we could still do that maybe over Skype or something.
That sounds good to me. We could. God bless you guys. And Christine, thank you again. And Melissa, thank you again. And to all my callers, God bless you. I'm on every Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., New York time, Eastern Standard Time. You can go to, I've done about 28 shows. Go to my archives. I have one specific for grieving parents, all about what not to say to grieving parents. And every show is brought on authors, famous people, celebrities. And tonight was one of my more awesome shows. Thank you, and God bless you, Sonny.
God bless you, sweetheart. Take care, everyone. God bless you.
Okay, good night,
now.
Everyone. Tuesday, and tune into Ask the Angels, the first what of the month? The first Tuesday of the month?